give you like a few extra marmacobas at the end here, which probably some people didn't have a chance to get. So I'll try to not speak so specifically about some of the end issues, and I'll just try to finish that up when people have more time to look at it, especially some of the, you know, if you want to, the Grach, the Gram and the Grid. I know Jesse's seen it, but, right? But, right, it's just, you know, since we're doing the topic, Shini Bailin, and the connection to Lola Miluyev is, of course, part of the story, so I just couldn't resist a little bit. And I'll leave a little bit just for Tuesday, just so people can have, you know, a little more time and a little, I guess, opportunity with Mor Sfarin to tackle those topics. That's number one. Number two is in terms of the future topics, so we do want to move on beyond. I think we originally envisioned that Shini Kovish and Shini Bailin would take two shiurim each, so we're pretty much sticking with that plan. So the next Tuesday, we'll finish up what we haven't done here, maybe make a few other horrors. There's obviously much, much more to talk about, but we'll move on to the next topic. So I think the next few topics, we said we would zero in on some of the korbanos as they come up here in the first parak and elsewhere. So we'll try to get marble kovos for that on Sunday, just haven't figured out the order yet. Maybe start with Ola and then Ola and Asham, because they are connected. So maybe we'll do Ola Asham, or maybe Chatas Ola Asham. Maybe we'll throw in Ola Shlami. Toda, I don't know. But obviously, as I said in the Haktava, this is really a good, the Havamidas and the Gemara, some of the, you know, actual Nafkamini, but more so, are good opportunities to begin to study some of the characteristic differences of Korbanos, again, to assess how different they really are, obviously. That's been part of the story already of Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin. So just, we'll try to make today a little shorter, just out of an awareness, again, that some people probably haven't seen all the Makomos, but let's try to get through what we can. Certainly try to finish off the Shini Bailin Makoros, and some of it, at least the beginning of the Long Minuya, very quickly. Before we get to that, I just wanted to move back to Shini Kodesh just for one more minute. The question of Shini Kodesh, I mentioned the Tosas on Daf Beis of an Aleph, Dibur Hamaska L'Shem. We were talking about the different usages of the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to. What does Gemara mean when it says kasher? What does it mean when it says pasul? What does it mean when it says chilul? And how the Rishonim themselves engage that question. Rashi and Tosas and Abzayin versus Tishkin and Kuvetzes is the added interpolation. And the whole discussion of Tosas on Beis HaMidah. Of course, mitzvah left out. Mitzvah, kasher, pasul, chilul. And again, the Grizz's comment, which we also mentioned on Menches and Beis and Menachos. And of course, the formulation of chilul and the implication of kachim mechalim sakachim, or in general, the phrase chilul in terms of what impact it has. So that in that context, I mentioned Tosfos Dibur Hamaskal L'Shem Gavoa Me'Hekshei Ramana Beis Amidala. There's just an important line there, which I had meant to point to, but I just, you know, got swallowed up in other things. Again, Tosfos is considering whether psulin means I psulin below psulin legamri. Tosfos is talking about that question, and Tosfos considers the possibility that while pasul may be able to refer to la'ol la'bailin l'shem kova, right? But chilul does not. Chilul certainly means more than that. It means pasul legamri. That's what Tosfos says. Yeshom, I'm sure that shinu tavidim. Shmaita b'gavarim d'chsib lo yichalu es kadshei b'nei Yisrael ashay arimu v'mura mehen in b'tzchalin v'namuch mehen b'tzchalin, to explain that day in the Mishnah. V'chilul mashma p'sul gom. So then Tosfos asked an interesting question. Yaf agav d'darshina b'gavara kadshim b'chalin kadshim v'ein chulin b'chalin kadshim. And if we're just saying was that the word chilul always refers not just to la'ol la'bailin shem kova, but to a real psul. So how could you explain that? After all, below nipsalu shar kodshim shalo lishman. So this is an interesting question. The assumption question assumes that the line in the Gemara, which, as we know, specifically talks about chatas, right? maybe not even Chatas and Pesach, at least according to the Rambam, probably not even Chatas and Pesach. Never mind, does it refer to other Kavanos. That's what one of the things we talked about last time. We talked about the Rajba in Chulin, we talked about the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah, right? We talked about the Rabbi Kineger, we talked about the Karen Ora, my suggestion to answer Rabbi Kineger. So Tosis here is assuming also that when the Gemara uses that expression, that Kachim Mechalim Sakachim in Chulim Mechalim Sakachim, that refers to La'ola Bailam Hashem Chova as well. And that's why he's bothered by it, because after all, he just finished saying that Chilul, as opposed to Pasul, right, can't abide La'ola Labailam Hashem Chova. So point number one is that he's assuming that that line refers not only to Chatas. Okay, that just puts him on a list of the Rishonim and the Mefarshim, and that's important enough. But then the next line is potentially very important. So how does he answer that question? So he says, Mikol makom shaykh ba'en chilul bishum pesach v'chatas v'mitzalu. Right? Even though it isn't accurate in one respect, it isn't factually accurate, because chilul really means psul gamor, nonetheless, we can apply this sentence or this phrase, even though it's inaccurate, to La'ola L'Bailam L'Shem Chova, right, since it is accurate vis-a-vis Chatas and Pesach. So that's a very strange idea, right? I mean, in Manashach, if you want to say the line is limited to Chatas and Pesach or Chatas, that's one thing. If you want to say, you know, that it applies to everything, and we see from here that, you know, you can abide L'ola L'Bailam L'Shem Chova, that's a reasonable, you know, conclusion. We were wrong about our original assumption. But what does it mean that since it's accurate as far as the applications of Chatas and Pesach, therefore it's acceptable to use it inaccurately with regard to Shaar Kavanos. So I think this is, again, this is another expression of what we found in the Shonos of the Gemara, right, in various places, and the interpretation of some of the Rishonim, of those Shonos, and in some cases in other contexts. Maybe the question is, again, how, to what extent are Shaar Kachim being neid on the downgrading, let's say, or vitiating the psul of Chatas and Pesach, that's in one direction, or is exactly the opposite happening? That the fact that there is a psul of Chatas and Pesach, does that somehow upgrade, right, the significance of La'ola L'Bailam L'Shem Chova? And it's a way of saying that, you know, even though the Maisa, it's inaccurate, there isn't a Psul Gamor, but it's still accurate because Lola Shema is really a posel. It really is a posel. The only reason that Lemaisa, there's Lola Bailam Shem Chova, is again because you have a backup, a generic, hyphenated, however you want to explain it, or there's a difference between the, you know, it's a Psul vis-a-vis the Ritzui and the Kapara. But with regard to the Chatzos Shel Korban, that's a different story. There's a dichotomy here. There's a certain, you know, schizophrenia. But either way, you have to say something like that once again. What we were saying, you know, for the Rambam, most prominently, but, you know, we found echoes of it in other places as well. You have to say something like that, I think, to explain this line of Tosis. The continuation of Tosis is also important. Moses goes on to ask about Bechor and Meiser. This is a separate point. Avakav Barshini B'Gemara. I'm not going to misread that. Shai Chilu Mishum Pesach Bechatas. Ode Shodaktik Mikufa De Masis and Abbechor HaMeiser. This is just a different point, referring to the question of Namuch and so on. So this is, the question is, Bechor and Meiser Sheshachal L'Shem Shlamim Ksheirim Mishum Nahar L'Shem Gavoa. Right, the Ilashem Namuch Mitzali. So what does it mean that it's Mitzali? Behind the Inyan Psul Gamor, he says. The Bechor Meiser Oshayach La'ol L'Bayim L'Shem Kovas. I think this is an interesting question. Is it really true that there's no concept of La'ol L'Bayim L'Shem Kova when it comes to Bechor and Meiser? Because there's no component of Kapara, or maybe even the component of Bailus itself is somewhat lacking. I think that's a very interesting question, and it goes to another issue which we raised, and that is, again, highlighted by a few cases, one being the Shidduch HaMatzis discussion. Let's say you start off with a Nadava, right? So when you say about a nedava shelo lishma. Again, you're not offering a carbon for an ola, and but it's a nedava, olas nedava. And then you brought it shelo lishma. So do you still have to bring another carbon? After all, it's only a nedava. It's not a neder. So this is an important issue. Again, Shidduch Kovetzes discusses this problem. That's a seed cotton olive here. Tzarkel havi acher lechovaso on the nidro. Okay, the question could be dafka neder shukai b'achriyuso. Avon nedava im shachat shlo lishma in tzarkel havi acher. Afilu nevad in achai b'achriyuso. Again, the Shidduch Kovetzes assume this is the name, I think, President Tosfos or Ben Barrett. This is the assumption being that you know the mechayiv here is the neder itself, and whenever and the dove is not a neder, there's no chimachrayas, and so on. But if isn't it conceivable that in the context of bringing a carbon by ruining a carbon, that's mechayiv you to bring a replacement carbon, even if there's no achrayas, just the act itself, and. So too, when it comes to Bechor and Meiser, even if for various reasons, the idea of Neder or Bailus, things about Bechor and Meiser that would militate against applying La'ola L'Bailum, the Shem Kova, is it possible that nonetheless there would be this application? That certainly would be helpful to Miyashev, poses the question. Okay, so that's two horrors just on that, Tosis. One other point before we move back to Shini Bailim, and that's regarding Korban Pesach Shelo Lishma. So I was suggesting that possibly for the Rambam, Korban Pesach and Chatos are two different dinim, even though we know they're thrown together quite a bit. Nonetheless, some of the differences between them, as we discussed, the way the Rambam formulates them in a subtle way, the most explicit discrepancy regarding Galashim Chulin, I was suggesting for the Rambam, if it's correct, that there's a huge nafkamina also in terms of Shkutei Chutz, that these point to the fact that in the case of Katas, it's really Kachim Chalim as a Kachim, and in the case of Korban Pesach, it's Shalol L'Shem Korban Pesach. That's the problem. It's a din of Pesach L'Hashem. So, I think I mentioned it last time, I just want to elaborate on it just for another minute, and also fits in with the Marmakomos that we added, and that is, how does this affect the Shema B'Shalo L'Shema in Pesach? That's one would have thought, one could have thought, that if what I'm saying is correct, which is, especially if you like the Mechiltas, Limud, right, this is, Shana Akasu, La'ake. This is a lack of Hekshah. However, we're going to explain it, but based on the general direction that we suggested last time. So if that's true, as opposed to Chatos, where it's a posel, where it's kachim b'chalim, it's a kachim, so in theory at least, one would have thought that if you have l'shma and lo l'shma together, that you should be mechalik between, could certainly be mechalik between them, as we talked about in the very first shir. That was, if you need a hechsher, so maybe you have both and you have a hechsher, if the problem is a davar posel, so that's always the overriding reality, even when you have both together, you still have the posel. So you might say, oh, that's always a good nafkamina between the two. So according to what I'm saying, one would have thought, or one would have at least been vindicated, if there had been a distinction between Chatos and Pesach. Again, we talked about other distinctions, right, in terms of Ibur Tzura, maybe, in terms of Lishnuye, in terms of other things, maybe Kirby Toes, other things. What about the Lishma B'Shalom Lishma? Unfortunately, there's no getting out of the fact in this case, and that is that the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says explicitly, right at Pesach, the Achata Sheshachtan Shalom Lishman, Kiba V'Halach V'Zar Shalom Lishman, O Lishman V'Shalom Lishman, O Shalom Lishman V'Lishman, Psulit. Right, so Pesach and Chatos are lumped together, and that's also the Mishnah. Oh, I need a Psachim. Do we have a Psachim somewhere? We have JS. Thanks. And of course, that's the Mishnah in the parallel Mishnah also in In Tamid Lishka. Oh, the bigger one? Jays? Thank you for the flash. Will we listen? Yeah. So, this is the Mishnah here, again, on the Nun Tassel Beis, which I had to look at. On Tassel Sheshachtu Shalom Lishmo, Kibub Halach, Bizarre Shalom Lishmo, O Lishmo B'Shalom Lishmo, O Shalom Lishmo B'Lishmo, Pasel. So, unfortunately, our hands are tied as far as that part of it is concerned. The question is, what is the significance? Does this undermine, the whole analysis? So, number one, there's two things to say about it. Number one, it goes back a little to the discussion of Rav Chaim and Rav Chanan Wasserman, that whole issue. Again, the context of that was that Tosfos in Menachos says that just like when it comes to Menachos, right, Lishma v'Shalo Lishma are a problem, right, so too, Lishma v'Shalo Lishma in the context of Tzitzis would be a problem. Right, that was Rav Chaim Tahara, that no, Lishma v'Shalo Lishma is only a problem when you're dealing with a Dabra Posel, not when you're dealing with a Hechsher type of problem. So Rav Chanan Wasserman's answer to that, since he wanted to maintain the view that the equation was acceptable, so we're justifying, Tosi have to justify, Tosi has to mean something, is that that's not true. That you can have a psul of Lishma and Shalom Lishma even on the Hechsher level. Right? Because it's, as we said, it's not true that you have the Hechsher and that's all you need. It's very possible the Hechsher is negated by the psul. Not by the posel, but by the psul. You have a Hechsher and a psul. Can a Hechsher and a psul abide together? And then we discuss the question, what would have happened, right, if you have, two people, two inputs, a bailim and an obeid, would that be the same or not? Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. That's the continuing discussion. What about a bailim on the fagalim? That was a discussion that we had. So the point is that my suggestion for Pesach being jeopardized by these two Mishnayos is only according to Rav Chaim's view, not according to Rav Chanan Wasserman's / his explanation of Tosfos' view. That's point number one. But point number two is something else. And that is that the Gemara itself has an interesting Shaka Makarya, as we know in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, Salaf Kais on the days, points out, again, there's another Mishnah. That's the Mishnah we want to talk a little bit more about, but not today when we finish up on Tuesday. And that is Shachtu Shalola Ochlov, Shalola Minuya, Dla Relim, Litzneim, Pasa. La Ochlov, Shalola Ochlov, Liminuya, Shalola Minuya, Limulim, Ula Relim, Litzneim, Ula Tahorim, Kashim. So of course, here's this is the other side of the coin. If you have, when it comes to Arelim, Tmeim, Ochlim, and Minuyim, if you have them together, so then it is kosher, not possible. So again, just in terms of that belongs on the list anyway, because you have this interesting argument between, Rav Chaim and Rav Chaim Wasserman. In light of each one, what are you going to say about Ochlim, Minuyim, Arelim, Tzneim? You have two different models here, either way, that need to be dealt with. Of course, in addition to that, you have the Gemara itself asking the question on Samach Beis and the Beis. Right? The Gemara says, this is part of the Mavakomos, the Gemara raises this question, Kishako B'Yazil, Amalei Rebbe, Ma Bein L'Shmo V'Shalo L'Shmo, La'Ochla V'Shalo La'Ochlav. Why it zeroes in on Ochlav and Shalo La'Ochlav more than the others, or it's just a proxy for the rest, after all, in terms of the order of the Mishnah, right, it's that's the first one that comes up. Maybe it's just a proxy for the rest. Probably just a proxy for the rest. So either way, that's the Gemara itself is asking this very question. And the Gemara is wondering what happens if you have coextensively Lishma and Shalom Lishma, as opposed to Shalom Ochlav, La Ochlav and Shalom Ochlav. So the Gemara's discussion here, I think, could be understood in one of two ways, or one of three ways. Number one, the Gemara's just asking a general question about this phenomenon, right? Just like we were discussing it and wondering about it, and so on. Right? If you have both together, do they cancel each other out? Does it depend on the role that they play? The difference between Asherah and the Mitzvos and Poslin, and so on, and Shinui or Akira's, you know, identities, you know, depending on the different possible models in the Chayvim. So this is really an interesting question. So the Gemara is just trying to figure out, like, what's the criteria and what's going on? And that's all the Gemara is doing. I think that's one way to read the Gemara. Second way to read the Gemara is that the Gemara is assuming an equation. The Gemara is not asking a general question. They know the answer to the general question, right? They, in other words, in their lumdish scheme of Shas and Torah of Halacha, so they know when the coexistence of these things is a problem and when it's going to work. What they're really asking about is something that they don't know about, which is why, given the fact that sometimes the equivalent of Lishma is kosher, and sometimes it's possible, that we know what the criteria are. What we really want to know is the relationship specifically between Lo Lishma and Lishma on the one hand, and Lo Klav and Shelo Lo Klav on the other. If that's a question of the Gemara, right, then that, of course, could be a question in either direction. Right? What the Gemara is asking is, how come you don't treat Lishma and Shelo Lishma, right, the same way that you treat Lo Klav and Shelo Lo Klav, right? And, you know, the rest as well, Arel, Tameh, Minuyin. In which case, what the Gemara is really questioning is, right, the Gemara is not, maybe wouldn't have, this is really what I'm trying to suggest, the Gemara wouldn't necessarily have asked the same question of a Chatas. Right? Maybe the question of the Gemara is, you know, this is a special din of Korban Pesach. It's about Hechsher. We like the drasha of the Mechilta, or the, you know, view of the Rambam, you know, as I'm explaining it, or as someone else is explaining it, right, that Korban Pesach is not about Kachim B'chalim as a Kachim. Right? The only thing is, it has to be Pesach Lashem. But why is the Pesach Lashem, which is basically a Hechsher Halacha, why is it any different than La'oklav, La'relim, Lo La'relim, that's Lemulim, I should say, Lemulim, Le'tahorim. You know, these are all dinim of Korban Pesach, and presumably they're all quite different than L'shem Chatas, right? They're all dinim in the Hechsher and the Mitzvah and Pesach Lashem. So the Lishma of Korban Pesach should be that too. Otherwise, it should be like any other Korban. It should be all the Bayil Lishem Chova. What justifies it is only the fact of Pesach Lashem, of the particular Pesach Halakha, right? Not like Chatas. And therefore, so why don't we treat it differently than the other Pesachim Halakhas? That's one way to read the Gemara. Of course, you can read the Gemara the opposite way. If you want to say that Pesach is like Chatas, but it has an expanded canon, it's a bit of, you know, kachim b'chalim is a kachim, but in Korban Pesach, whatever it is, maybe whatever it is that makes it qualified to stand, you know, proudly, shoulder to shoulder with chatas, so maybe that also explains that uniqueness, that singular character, also explains why it has all these other, you know, lashanes that are important. Ochlim, Minuyim, Mulim, Torim, right? So, why you treat all of them like Shinui Kodesh of some sort. So the question is to drag down the Lishma or to upgrade the others. Either way, what's particularly fascinating is the Gemara's discussion, right? So the Gemara ends up saying, I go one more time, Kishakol B'yadzil, Amalei Rebbe, Ma Bein Lishma V'Shalo Lishma, Lo'ochol V'Shalo Lo'ochol, Amalei, Hobe Tzubim Rabbananat, Ta'a V'Eimalach, I'll tell you. Okay, so what's the big secret? Lishma V'Shalo Lishma, Psulo begufo. Ochlo shalolo ochlo ein psulo begufo. Lishmo v'shalolo lishmo yef shalavar yisuro. Ochlo v'shalolo ochlo yef shalavar yisuro. Lishmo v'shalolo lishmo yeshna b'dalan avodos. Ochlo v'shalolo ochlo eino ba'arba avodos. Lishmo v'shalolo lishmo yeshna b'tzibu kibiyachin.
Then the Gemara concludes, Rashi Amar, Psula Begufo, Yefshel Avari Suro, Chada Milsehi. The Ma Tam Omru Psula Begufo, Mishum Yefshel Avari Suro. Fascinating Shaka Vataria.
So what's going on here, this Shaka Vataria? So, again, if you take the view that Pesach is like Chatas, you know, which is probably the simpler reading of this Gemara, so again, the Gemara could have easily, just as easily asked the question about Chatas as Pesach, but it's always better, of course, to ask the question of Pesach because, you know, these are internal Pesachim halachos, so it's just more dramatic, but basically the same idea. So that's Gufo what the Gemara is answering. Right? The Gemara is saying that the Lishma of Pesach, like Chatas, is a din in Shina Kodesh, it's a din in Kachim Mechalim as a Kachim, it's Psulo Begufo, and that's why it's expressed in all these various different ways. Mashain Kane, when it comes to the other dinim of Korban Pesach, those are Hechsher Malachos, they may be Ma'akev, right, but they're all about the Hechsher Korban Pesach. That's exactly what the Gemara said. Or, again, if we want to take, perspective number two, that's the first of the two, of, you know, the Gemara's assumption was not, Gemara wasn't asking a global question, the Gemara was asking a more local question. We know the global rules, but why is there a difference, why is there a discrepancy in Pesach between these two things? But let's say we take the other view for the moment. Not because the Gemara thought that everything is an upgrade, but everything is downgraded. So then when the Gemara gives the answer, right, do we have to interpret the Gemara saying the assumption is wrong and Korban Pesach is like Chatas? Maybe what we could say is that what the Gemara is saying is, even though Korban Pesach is not like Chatas, there's still a huge difference between Lishma and the others. And that is expressed in the following way. After all, the Gemara here seems to say, number one, the Gemara here says, seems to say explicitly, Psula Begufo, when it comes to Lishma. The question is, what do we mean by that? So we already know that there's a whole history, a whole literature on that. We'll discuss it again in a couple of minutes, but as we know, the Gemara earlier in Psachim, parallel to our Gemara on Dabdalid, in Zvachim, right, originally said that Psul Shalom Shema is a Psul Begufo, but there's a very good 50% chance, and we'll discuss in just a few minutes, that the Gemara changed its mind about that already. We're going to talk about the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin. So if the Gemara changed its mind and thought that, you know, like Shinui Bailin, Shinui Kodesh is also not Psul Begufo, so how can the Gemara, you know, how come it resurfaces here as if it is Psula Begufo? Right? Again, same idea with the Gemara Menachos on Mem Ches Amud Beis. Right? Which also, again, if you read like Rashi, at least, according to the first or the second day, so Shaloka Mitzvasan, Nidhi Mutsura, and it's Shaloka Begufo. So how come all of a sudden here the Gemara is saying it's Gufo? So, is it possible that the Gemara only needs it to contrast with Minuyin, Ochlin, etc.? It doesn't mean that intrinsically it's Psula Begufo. That's point number one. More to the point, what's this final maskan? Ravashi says, Psula Begufo, B'yefshel Avari Suro, Chada Milsi. Now, this whole Yefshel Avari Suro is a strange idea. Right? The Rashi certainly sees it as a very practical thing. The Rashi says that the Yeshua Levar Resuro, what does it mean? The Machelek Lishmo, Machelek Shalolishmo. Avon Ochlov, Efshu Levar, Achelek Ochlov, Etzad Zeh, Achelek Cholov, Ezakein, Etzad Acher. Hinami, Levarer in Emes Machshavto, in Ein Bamabish. Kagon, Yachilenu, Leruyen, Benissus Machshavto, Betelo Lemafreya, Beshenu and Yaksar, Dmeir. Kachshamat. And it's Rashi is really struggling with Efshel Levar. The point I want to make is that even if we were to conclude that when the Gemara says the chiluk of Gufo and Lav Gufo, that the Gemara is saying Shalom Lishma is a posel. It's not just a lack of
Hatcher.
Right? So then, at least in the Maskana, when Ravashi turns around and says, by the way, Sula Begufo, Epshel Levara is one and the same, if Epshel Levara ends up being a very practical reason, so then what the Gemara is really saying is that Lemaisa, Lishma, and Shalo Lishma is Poso, but there isn't really a fundamental difference at all between Lishma and Shalo Lishemocha. And on the contrary, that original Havamina, which is we should downgrade Lo Lishma in the same way that we downgrade Leminuyab, conceptually is really true. The only thing is, we just have to qualify it by the factor of E.F. Shalavari, meaning it's still more than Leminuyab for practical and a few other reasons, but that does not yet mean that it's the equivalent of Chaptas. It isn't really a psul, a guf. After all, the Gemara turns its back on that, or even if it didn't turn its back on that, maybe in its real meaning it applies to Chaptas, but it doesn't apply to Pesach. So that's a ha'ara. How would we read this, just to sum up, if we assume that Pesach is different than Chaptas, so I'm just saying, number one, the fact that in the Mishnah we treat it the same way when you have Lishma and Shalom Lishma is an issue. It's an issue which needs to be understood in context of Tosas and Menachos regarding Tzitzis and the Machlokas between Rav Chaim and the Kovetz Shiurim. In addition to that, as I say, it needs to be put in context of the Habamina and Shaka Vitarya here on Sanach Beis, on the Beis. The fact that Shalom Minuya, Lochlov, and Tuma, Orel, etc., the fact that here, when they have both together, there is a Hechsher. Was the Gemara's Habamina, was the Gemara asking a general question, was the Gemara asking a more particular question? If so, in which direction? If so, how do we understand the Gemara's response? So some of the chilukim are just chilukim. They're not so suggestive one way or another. They could be just quantitative. So laguf seems to be more suggestive. A, if that doesn't really square with the general evidence, again, you have conflicting evidence. You have psalchamayin, gimel, and beis. In Yosef and Choni, that is actually. And l'shem pesach, l'shem chatas, which is that it's psul laguf. You have menachos, menchesom, and beis. You have two Gemara's. Our two Gemara's Dalet in Tzvachim and Tzadkalef in Tzvachim. But if it doesn't square, then what's the Gemara talking about? Moreover, what's the Gemara's conclusion when the Gemara negates, neutralizes that line and equates it with E.F. Shar Livar? It's very possible that even though Lemaisa, Lishmok, Shalol, Lishmo is Posel, but it has a different significance than we thought, and that the real equation fundamentally is to Menuyim, Arelin, etc. Of course, in connection to this general problem, you also have to go back to the question, the other suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara Pesachim has a suffix. What about Lishma v'Shalo Lishma, Shalo Bismar? But that too needs to be analyzed in light of our discussion of this contrast. The Gemara has the suggestion that even if we say Lishma and Lo Lishma is, if we say Lishma and Lo Lishma is Posel, right, this is the Gemara here in Samech on the Bay. See, by the way, Pesach Shashach B'Shai Moz Hashana, Lishmo V'Shalo Lishmo, if you do both, Mahu. The Gemara wants to know, maybe you'll say, Mi Asi Shalo Lishmo, U'mapikla Midei Lishmo, U'mach Shalei, Olo. Right, and the Gemara tries to prove that Shalo Lishma is always stronger than Lishma. So therefore, that should work. It's a strange thing in Gemara, right? Lo Lishma is stronger than Lishma on the psul level, and therefore Lo Lishma should be stronger than Lishma on the Hechsher level. That's a strange habit. And then the Gemara concludes that it isn't so. They try to prove from Stama, as we know. They conclude that the point is more that when you have both together, we have a poso and a machshir together, or a psul and a machshir together, as the case may be, so you're going to be poso, or it's going to be posel. It's not a question of the relative strength of lo lishma versus lishma. Right? Because without it, then in Okanami, you could, debate the hachshir name of psul. So this whole discussion in the Gemara is part of the Shakravatarya as well. Okay, now let's go back to, let's join the discussion of Shinui Bailin. So we already pointed out that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin, on the one hand, seem to be connected with regard to the fact that there's a special din of chatas in Pesach. They're also connected on the mitzvah level, right, in the sugya on Menbal Medes, L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoveach. The Gemara assumes here in the beginning of Zvachim that there is a psul of Shinui Bailin, both on the Katas and Pesach level and in terms of Lolevan L'shem Kova. Well, the question is, what's the makar? No one's ever questioning the din. That's quite a remarkable thing. The Gemara just starts off and says, Minolo. And as we pointed out, according to Tosafot on Beis Menachem, it's included in the Mishnah in Zvachim, which is not such an obvious thing. Mishnah in Zvachim and Mishnah in Melachos. And according to one day out, it's based on the principle of Imeinu Inyan. It's a pasuk of Shinui Kodesh, which is applied to Shinui Bailin. And Rabbi mentioned to me before, you know, maybe since the Makar happens to be Toda, so maybe it's not a coincidence, maybe the idea is that later on, the Zion of an Aleph, which we'll talk about soon, you know, it seems to fudge the differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin. Nafka in that case. All right, here it says, Todesh Shachta L'Shem Todas Chavero, Itmar, Todesh Shachta L'Shem Todas Chavero, Rabba Mar Kshera, Rab Chizva Mar Psula. So it's the view of Rashi and Tosas. What is this case? Todesh Shachta L'Shem Todas Chavero. Is that Shinui Bailin or Shinui Kodesh? So Rashi says that is Shinui Kodesh. Rashi says, Lo Shachta Amanat Shinui Skaper Ba Misha Inoval Ra'ah. Right? The Ein Zeh Shinui Bailin, Ela Shinui Kodesh. Hoysa L'Ruvein Toda, L'Shimon Toda, Acheres, Shachar Es Todaso Shel Zeh, L'Shem Todaso Shel Zeh. And then, depending on the gears, Hu Adin, B'Shoket Chatas, Skele, L'Shem Chatas Da. But if you look at the language of the Gemara, you certainly don't have to interpret that way. So he was suggesting maybe this is something unique to Toda, where we have breakdown of this distinction between Shinui Bailin and Shinui Kodesh. And I think that there might be reasons for that. It's possible. So I'll get to the fact that later on, that's not the only way to read the Gemara. That's why Rashi and Tosis read the Gemara. But is there another way to read the Gemara? Where the Gemara really is speaking about Shinui Bailin, some suggest that the Rambam may have read the Gemara that way, in which case that particular Ha'ara wouldn't apply to the Rambam's reading. Anyways, the idea of the Imeinu Inyan, as I've said in the past, and continue to stick by, is, you know, instead of just saying, oh, there's an open pasuk, and, you know, in that Yitur, we're able to impose a limud, and we don't really care then about the token of that limud. I think whenever you have an Imeinu Inyan, it works much better if the themes themselves overlap. So that even though we're talking about Shinui Kodesh, and it's an extra pasuk to teach you Shinui Bailin, right? If you think that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin have nothing in common, they don't have to be identical for this to work, but it certainly would help if the reason that they're both possible was something that they share. So then, the fact that the Makar of one is in the other is actually quite, not only more palatable, I would say, it becomes actually a signal that the Torah wants you to understand that we're dealing with the same kind of halacha. On the other hand, that's one side of the coin. And so the other hand is that the Gemara is very makbid to find different limudim for Shinui Bailin once they know Shinui Kodesh. Again, that could just be in the process, because until we know Shinui Kodesh, until we've established it, so maybe we don't know about the nature of either of those, or we don't know this additional scope of Shinui Kodesh. Right? So the fact that we need more limudim to begin with is not necessarily proof of anything, but we need it, and we need it a lot. We don't really say so easily, keeping the Gali, Gali. It's interesting. The Bali Tosis asks this question, how come in some of the Limudim of the Gemara, you know, it's applying, let's say, across the board to Avodos, we say, keeping the Gali, Gali, And other times we're very machbid to have a makar for every single contingency. The answer usually is that, you know, if it's a question simply of expanding, you know, it's a no-brainer. We know, you know, that this carbon, we know the principles already. And the question is, does it apply also to another carbon? And that carbon doesn't require, you know, a separate liquid for all its avodos. But to the extent that you can be machalic, we say, not kibbutz gali gali, but minole. So the point is that in Shini Bala, at least initially, we're very machbid, each carbon, each avoda. The question is whether we get away from that. And as we pointed out, Rashi, unlike Tosas, Rashi and Dalit of Dalit, Yirmasa Shini Bailin, clearly thinks that the Mishnah is only talking about Shini Kodesh and doesn't apply to Shinui Bailin. That doesn't change the halachos of Shini Bailin, but again, the according to Rashi, it's Ha'ilachudekar, Ha'ilachudekar. Right, that's the Rashi here. Rashi talks about Shini Bailin. Shinu Bailam Yidolon, Shepsorch Lushokta, Amenashi Yiskapar Bailam, Veloshi Yiskapar Ba'acher. Tavi Lekamon, Lashem Shishadvar, Mazevach Nizbach, Lashem Zoveach, Minolon, Debinu Lashem Zoveach. Right? So, clearly, according to Rashi, the Sugya is Membav, it comes from the world of Achiyuv, an Hechsher, rather than from the Maitza Karbono side of the Sugya, rather than from the Sulem Mikdoshin. That doesn't mean it doesn't end up being equated and integrated into the Psalm of Dashim part of the Sugya, but at least its origin is not from there. And Misvara, as we explain, it's very easy to say that Shini Kodesh is a posel, Shini Kodesh is a different identity, it's Afga and the Heftz of the carbon, right? And Shini Bailim is a Kapara problem or a Bailis problem, and therefore also it's both a different kind of problem, and therefore may even have a different scope and a different impact in terms of the issue that we've been discussing. On the other hand, the other side of the coin, if we want to equate them again, is to take one of two positions. I identified these last time with the Ramban and the Rambam, that's what I want to expand on just now. One is to say that even Shuri Kodesh is defined by the nito kabailos mimenu, when you know, are a mafresh korban for a particular purpose, and then the avoda is done to shame some other purpose, so that's kind of the disjointedness that takes away from the proper expression of the bailos, the kapara in some cases, or the bailos in other cases, of the korban. That's one perspective. Or is it that shini bailim is a form of Shina Kodesh. And that's the idea that who is miskaper, or who's bringing the carbon, isn't a separate or an extraneous question, just as the identity of a carbon in terms of its category and the different characteristics of its avoda differentiated as an identity, so too the person who is miskaper, or the person who's associated with the carbon, that it's carbon ruve. Not just carbono, you know, shell Reuven, but it's part of the identity of the carbon. Reuven's carbon is different than Shimon's carbon. And then the question is, how far do you push that in terms of different chataim, of the same violin, and so on. In fact, what has more in common? Chatas dam, or chatas of two people, or chatas dam and chatas chelim of the same person? And when will you... at what point will you say that differences like that, you know, enter into the difference in identity? And that goes to the heart of the Shakot Atari of the Gemara. What about Chatas Nachsho? What about Asher Mitzora? I'm sorry, what about Chatas Nazir, Mitzora, etc. Okay, so I want to flesh out these issues a little bit more. Again, the basic idea that chatas chelev and chatas dam might be different, I think, is a critical foundation for all of this, whether we pass them that way or not. That is implicit in the Gemara here on Daf Zayin Aleph, as Rashi pointed out. It's much clearer, that's the sugya on Daf Tes on the base, and the sugya in Krisus of Kof Zayin of it all.
Much more needs to be said about it, but that's
where it comes from. Again, on Zayin of it all, if you have it in terms of Toda, my Toda, your Toda, when it's not L'shem Kapara necessarily, but it's just Toda Si and Toda Schaderim. And in the case of sugya in Krisus, and again, the equation that Rashi has, different gersos that Shetuk Betzis, whether we sustain it or not, is Todas Atzmo and Todas Kaveiro the equivalent of Chatas Kelev and Chatas Dam. So the Rambam actually paskins this way. That should be noted. We'll get back to it in just a minute. The Brahman Perk Tezvav, Hilchos, Suri Amukdashim, actually paskins that Chatas Kelev and Chatas Dam is Shinei Kodesh. That's very significant, because a simple reading, if you just look at our Gemaras, it sounds that it's not so. If you read the Shaka Bataya, both on Zayin Amud Aleph, Todas Atzmo and Todas Kaveiro, and also on Tes Amud Beis, you would certainly not walk away with the impression that L'Halacha, let's read it to you, as Vav, I'm a paskin. Shachta l'shem adam acher shavkun. How's that going? That's Zion. Shachta l'shem chet acher. Kigon shabos al achilas chela v'shachta l'achilas dam. Psula. The Ketzav Mishnah has a very long discussion here. You know, clearly, you know, it's absent the word being tomar, but it's a defensive discussion. How come the Rama paskins chatas chela v'chatas dam is Shinui Kodesh? Right? That doesn't seem to flow from the Gemaras and Zvachim. Maybe from Krisus? Ketzav Mishnah makes a good step. I'm sorry, too? You have, I'm saying it doesn't... You have such a daya, but you... I'm saying the larger thrust of the Gemara is that, you know, when it comes to Chatas Nachshon, when it comes to Chatas, you know, Nazir and Mitzora, but you don't get the impression, and certainly not on Zion and Aleph, you don't get the impression that that's how we pass it. That's what I'm saying. Most of the Achronim were bothered by the Rambam's time. They try to justify where the Rambam come up with this. Okay. The Netziv has a very important comment. The Netziv, both on Zayin of an Aleph and on Pesach Beis, which are the two sugyas of the Bachim, suggests, and we'll elaborate this more fully later on, that this is the Rambam, this Rambam is connected to the Rambam's radical Shita, that Shinui Bailim applies to all Dalet Avodos. So that's, where does Rambam get that psak from? From here. The Rambam paskins, Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam, if Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam, is Shinui Kodesh, so then Shinui Bailim applies to all Dalet Avodos. Okay, Ma'inyan, you know, Chatas V'Chelev, Eitzel, Dalet Avodos. So we'll explain that in just a minute, although I think the basic idea is probably clear already, but that's a Netziv's creative suggestion. Even if you were to ask him that Chelev and Dam was not Shinui Kodesh, the idea that the difference in bailim as opposed to a difference in, you know, types of or chatoim, the kapara, that it may not be, again, chelev and dam is an application of chatos. You know, but chatos Ruvein and chatos Shimon, that might be what pushes it over the threshold into an issue of identity. I'm not saying it's something called talia, but I'm saying it's kal vakomer. If you hold chatos, chelev, chatos dam, then you're more likely to think that Shinui Bailim itself could be a concept of Shinui Kodesh. Okay, again, what would be different Chatas Chelas and different Chatas Dam? Pashas in the Rambam is that if there's two Chatas Chelas and two Chatas Dams, that wouldn't be sufficient. Right? In theory, because we know that multiple you know, Averas of the same type cannot be included in the same Chatas, so it's not so obvious. When it comes to Ola, as a, and that'll be our discussion next week, you know, the Gemara has the Safek, whether or not even Achra Prasha, there can't, number one, one carbon can accomplish kapara for many esin, when it comes to Ola, as opposed to Chavas, and the Gemara even has a Safek about La'achar HaPrasha. When it comes to Chavas, even its Kodem HaPrasha, as long as it wasn't the Behelem Echad, right, two Chatos cannot be included under the rule saying kapara of Chavas. So in light of the Rambam, one could have thought that, I mean, if the Rambam's din is just that, you know, whenever there's you know, inadequate kapara, that there's Shinui Kodesh, so in theory you could ask about two Shinui Chayah, two Chatas Kelot, or two Chatas Dals as well. It appears that, you know, by implication, not explicitly, that the Rambam doesn't go that far. Otherwise he should have said, not only Chaylev and Dam, he should have said even Chaylev and Chaylev, as long as they're not the Helem Echad, but that too is a concept of Shinui Kodesh. So there is, you know, a hyphenation in the identity of the Korban when it comes to a different Chet, not when it comes to a different maisavera of the same chet, even though there's no kapara. The point isn't the lack of kapara, the point is the identity that generates. That's what I'm trying to prove here. And the Rambam draws the line in that way. Now again, is there a difference between, in theory, between, let's say, two chatas chelevs, or two chatas dams? That is no difference, chelev dams. But is there a difference between that, let's say, and two todos? Let's say, number one, todos Reuven, todos Shimon, right, is the Gemara itself. Let's say we take Rashi's idea, which is that it's comparable. So, it's just important to note that the Rambam, and again, I'm going to point to this, the Rambam doesn't relate to that Gemara. The Rambam doesn't talk about what happens if you have todos Reuven, the shame todos Shimon. Not included where it should be, which is the Parak Tazvav of Psulei HaMukdashim. Is that obvious? Once you say Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam, so certainly Chatas Ruvain, I'm sorry, Todas Ruvain and Todas Shimon. Not necessarily, because the way I'm trying to explain it, which is that becomes a part of the identity of the Korban, so, you know, maybe Chet and Kapara defines a Korban, in one way, and is it the same when it comes to, you know, todas, different todas? Again, we could ask the question in a different way, Rekula L'Chumra. Let's say, we just said now, Chelev and Chelev, as opposed to Chelev and Da. And what about a toda? Let's say you were sprung from jail twice, two different times before you brought the single, you're a busy man. Or it's a particularly harsh, you know, government. You know, but one way or another, you were in jail for two different offenses before you had a chance to bring your corp. So is that, you know, that's one case. Or you were Yordei Hayam, and you also got sprung from jail. Right. So is, you know, Yordei Hayam being sprung from jail like Chelev and Dam? Or is it less? Or in the other direction, is being sprung from jail twice, you know, such a different experience and totally different mechayev of toda, that it isn't just the same as chelev and chelev or dam and dam. I just don't know, because the Rambam doesn't tell us. But I think that one can make a case, and I think, you know, hashkafically and halachically, it's an interesting question, right? Both in terms of distinguishing between toda and chatas, like how personal and how specific is each one. I think you can make the case in either direction. I just don't know. I'd love to have information on it. Both in terms of different people and in terms of different types of experiences that generate it. In other words, maybe Chelev and Dam at least are different Shemos Iser, right? Are Todas Yordei Hayam and Todas, jail or holy, are they just, you know, different Hekatimsis? Are they really different experiences? Right? If they're just different ekatimsis, then they're less than chelev and dam on two levels. So I think there are two issues. One is, how much of a discrepancy, how much are these separate halachic categories within their own context? I think that's one important issue. The second issue is the different mechayvim of the korban. You know, enadoma, a korban shel kapara, you know, that's one kind of an issue. And a korban for a shavach, you know, the hodah. And if this is true, again, it could be machalic in either direction. Maybe every Toda experience is totally different than every other Toda experience, and never even the same type. Maybe the two jails are different. I just don't know. Also, what about Chavero? Shalom, Shal Chavero, it's all the same because it's all jail, hopping, or jail, you know, release. Of course, that's totally, a different type of experience. We just don't know. We'd love to find out. I think some of that quantum deal raise this question. You have to, look in the right places where you would expect to find it, Sanders, Caranora, Casquino, Caducasquino, if there's no, this is what I gotta recall, but these are issues that it would be a great way to pin down some aspects about the nature of the carbonos, different types of carbonos, and also within, some of those issues of the nature of the differences in the Mechayvim internally. Either way, these are issues to explore. One could have said that Shinui Bailam is one thing, though, and Shinuyim within the same owner but different experiences is just two totally different ideas. The other possibility, again going back to that, which is that it's a bilus problem, would explain the uniqueness of Chatos and Pesach. So we know that for totally different reasons, which we're going to discuss more fully, both Chatos and Pesach have special bilus issues. In the case of Chatos, Chatos Shemesu, anytime you disentangle the Chatos from the person who really needs the kapara, right, you pretty much, you pretty much destroyed the chatos. That's a blat chatos, tmuras chatos. That whole list of chatos anesos is due to that factor. For maybe other reasons, but in parallel, Pesach without bailin is not a viable carbon. Right? The Gemara Pesachim, I think, is worth the Ayin on the base. Talks about that issue, and of course we know that there are special bailus requirements in a Korban Pesach. The din of Minuyav is connected to that. That's what the Griz speaks. I don't know if anybody had a chance to read that yet, but the Griz in Avos Korban Pesach discusses that issue. That there's a special din of bailus, bailus lachila, bailus in general when it comes to Korban Pesach, and I think that one could and should expand it beyond that. So that the fact that the bailus role in Pesach and Chatos is more pronounced, maybe for different reasons, but more pronounced, might be good reason to think, number one, that the bailus could play a more significant role in defining Shini Kodesh, but more to the point, might be good reason why when you're menatek, aspects of the bailus mimenu, that ruins the karban. The other perspective, maybe the perspective that Shini Kodesh is patterned after Shini Bailam. Okay. The question Shini Bailam and Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh Yoshein Kamoso, they also highlight this problem. The Gemara in Tzvachim, as we know, in Zayin Amud Aleph, has this discussion. Chatos Shishachta L'Shem Chatos Kshera, L'Shem Ola Psula. Hai Taima, V'Shachta L'Shem Chatos, V'Rachmana Rei Chatos, L'Shem Chatos Nishchata, L'Shem Ola Psula. But what about Chatos Shishachta L'Shem Chuyiv Chatos Sula, but Amishim Chuyiv Ola Sheila. The Gemara says, "My time of the Chibra Alav, Alav the Law Al Chavero, Chavero Dumi Didei, the Mechuyiv Kapara Kimosa." And the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chata Sheshachta Amishim Mechuyiv Klum Sula, Sheila Chadam Yisrael, Sheila Mechuyiv Ase." The Gemara discusses what the Chata and the Chaperas on Mitzvah Ase. It's an interesting little Gemara. And that gets us into other things. So again, this distinction between Al Misha Mechuyev Ola, for which there's no Shini Bailin, because it's not Kimosa. And the distinction of the Misha Enoch Mechuyev Klum, but Mestama is at least Mechuyev Mitzase, not the tricky Gemara, so we'll leave that. I think that's part of the Ola topic. But the basic idea that emerges from this Gemara is that Tchata Sheshachta Lemisha Mechuyev Ola, which is Enoch Kimoso, Enoch Mechuyev Kapar Kimoso, so the Gemara says that is kosher. So the pashtos, it means it's really kosher. Gamri. And it's ola bailin shim chova. It's the equivalent, let's say, let's just leave it at that. It's ola bailin shim chova. That's the simple pshat. And the Menachas Chinuch notes this and points out that the Rambam, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Ches, interprets differently. Havalim shakta l'shem acher shehui mechuyev ola harezu k'shera v'lo osa l'bayim v'chipar lo v'lo achavero shemechuyev chatas kimosa. Because Chinuch says, where did the Rambam get this halakha from? From the Gemara, it just says k'shera. There's nothing in the Gemara about all the bayim l'shem kol. And then the Menachas Chinuch says, and even if the Rambam felt that he had a big chiddush to say here, so at least he should have the courtesy, you know, to introduce it by saying, Yerum. Right, when Rambam admits that he doesn't have a mocker for something, at least he claims that whenever he doesn't have a mocker for something, he says Yerum. We know that that's a very, you know, tenuous kind of claim that had the Rambam. There are plenty of Mechudash Rambams that are not introduced by a Yerum. So maybe a better way to say it is, not every time the Rambam doesn't have a mocker, does it say yearly? When the Rambam feels that, you know, there isn't a sufficient obvious basis such that he doesn't need a makar, right? So then he says yearly. And he acknowledges what I'm about to do is a, you know, a leap of faith in my global understanding. Right? We know that there are plenty of chidushim in the Rambam where there's no yearly, and the Rambam will tell you all these, in all these cases, I don't need a yearly. Here, my reasoning, you know, is so compelling that, you know, it's obvious. It's obvious if you understand this, so gives. Well, not obvious to us, but obvious to the Rambam. Either way, Menachas Chinuch basically saying, number one, why is this true? Where did he get it from? And number two, even if he thinks it's true, you know, he owes us the courtesy of a Yerali, because there's no Gemara that says it. And the simple reading of the Gemara is Kshera means Kshera. And we know that Kshera can also mean La'ol Levayim Shem Chova, but you should say it if that's what you mean. The Ramban has an opposite problem. The Ramban, as we already know, had a chiddush in L'shem Kulin in Shina Kodesh. And that is, and even though the Gemara, the only Gemara that speaks about it one way or another explicitly, namely Mevav Mebei, says that Lo Ola Bailin L'shem Kulma, that even though the rule is that Ein Kulin B'chalim L'sakadshim, that's only Union P'sul Gamor, but at least when it comes to Chatas, the Ola Bailin L'shem Kulma, right? The Ramban in Rosh Hashanah ignores that Gemara, and says that it's Ola Bailin L'shem Kulma. Okay, that's almost a pretty explicit Gemara. Now again, Sam is suggesting to me that that's because there are two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Memphis, there's a Gemara in Gimel, and I'm aware of that too, and I think it's true. Meaning the Gemara in Dav Gimel doesn't say explicitly Abaya, which is repeated on Nebuchadnezzar. Normally, that wouldn't be, you know, something to lose sleep over, right? There's no reason to think that there's a machlokas in the Gemaras. The only Gemara that speaks about it explicitly, you know, fleshes it out. So the default is that, you know, we try to be, you know, we try to encompass all the Gemaras. Obviously, I think that is probably the correct solution, but obviously the Ramban had a conviction, right, which led him to conclude that what the Gemara says in Memvav Mebeis is not so postured, and that there's sufficient evidence against that whole idea, and therefore, if on Dav Gimel we don't mention it, and instead of saying, you know, that line, we zero in on the other line, so in terms of Mina Machrib, as opposed to Kachim Mechalim Sakachim, Ein Chulim Mechalim Sakachim, so, because of that conviction, he made the deal. Otherwise, he wouldn't. So, in a sense, it's just interesting that we have two opposite problems. Now, these two opposite problems are parallel, in a way. The problem of the Rambam in Shiri Baila Misha Chayev Olo, which is right, Eno Chayev Kapara Kamoso, is kind of a problem of B'mino Machrim, Shalom B'mino Lo Machrim, on the Shiri Baila level. Meaning, right, in order for Chatas to be infected, you know, Kachin Mechalim is a Kachin, to be Ma'akev, so it's got to be Mimina Makrib, it's got to be a similar kind of Kapara at least. That's basically what we're saying. And we have that on a Shini Kodesh level in the case of Chulin. We have it on a Shini Bailim level in the case of Misha Mechuyim Ola. So is that a coincidence or not? I'm just throwing it out. Okay, so basically, let's zero in first on the Ramban, and then on the Rambam. I think Ramban's view is, all things being equal, Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim are mostly one halacha. However, in the direction of Shini Bailim. And the reason I say this is because of the Ramban in because of the Ramban in the Mechamos in Sukkah. The Ramban in the Mechamos in Sukkah is trying to explain how it could be if you have Yush and Shiri Rishus, you know, how do you end up with a Hafrashas HaKarba? How do you end up with Hekdesh? It's a stolen object, right? You need Yush and Shiri Rishus in order to be Kohen. So Hekdesh is Koda B'Yush and Shiri Rishus, except his own problem, and that is there's no Bailim. Right? Where the Bailim who was Makdish, he never had Bailos. It was a catch 22. That's a problem that Rishonim dealt with. Right? Some said, like the Ritzvah in Kiddushin, Rajba also speaks about this, that it's Bain Kiachon, just like we talked about the Gita, the other Bain Kiachon, which is also a problem. So, you know, we say, Yish, Shin Rishus, Bain Kiachon. And the Ritva talks about that a lot in the second half of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. So the Rajba speaks about it, Gitin, Kama, everything comes together. Or, another way to say it, again, we're not learning the Bava Kama right now, so just a second, and that is that, you know, Yish Kedi Lo Kani, but Yish, you know, has the equivalent of at least the kind of Kni Al Manas L'Aknos kind of possibility. I mean, it's not Kona L'Gamri, but it's Kona L'Inyan L'Koach L'Hakdish or L'Aknos. It's a general problem, not just in Hekdesh, the problem in, you know, being Makna, how does someone being Makna, able to be Makna, how is somebody able to be Kona if there's no Makna? So this is the problem. The Ramban solution, at least when it comes to Kachin, is just to embrace the reality of it. Ramban says, well, it's not worse than Shiri Kodesh. Right? After all, the rule is, it's not a Chatas at least, that Lo Ol Levailim Shem Kova. So what does Shiri Kodesh have to, Lola Shema, what does that have to do with Gezel, right, when the Yeush, you know, and Shini Rishus end up being the basis for the Hakdasha? Those are seemingly two totally different issues. Now the Ramban in Gittin, it's also here to look at Makomos, formulates it in a more moderate way. There, instead of focusing on Shini Kodesh, he focuses on Shini Bailim. It says, if you have a case of Shini Bailim, outside of Chatas and Pesach, it's kosher. Lola Bailim, Hashem Chova. So this is like Shini Bailim. That's a little better. Right? Even that is not perfect. I mean, there's a difference between, you know, where you have a Chepetz and you mock the shit to Bailim. Right? And then there's Shinui Bailim in the process of the Avoda. Right? That's different than not having any bialim, or not having the input of bialim, in the actual hafrasha of the agnasha. Either way, I mean, even what the Ramban says in Gittin is not so obvious, and I say there are other ways to get out of the problem. They're not necessarily very attractive ways, right, because they entail certain perspectives on Yish and Yish of Shin Rishos, which are not so pasha. But the point is that either way, even if you just took the Ramban and Gittin, that's a bit of a leap. But at least there, we're talking about Shinik Bailin. So to say about Shinik Bailin, that is a comparison between not having Bailin and having Shinui Bailin, you can see from Shinui Bailin that you can have a carbon, it can be kosher without Bailin, so it can be kosher without Bailin in this sense as well. It's a leap, but it's a, you know, it's a reasonable leap. What does that do with Shinui Kodesh? It's if you're makriv, an ola l'shem shlamim, or a toda l'shem, b'chor, you know, so it's all the violin, the shame kova, but it's kosher. What's that to do with gezel, yush, and shin rishos? But if we take the view that shini violin, shini kodesh is one and the same, and it's not that shini violin integrates into the identity of the karba, but that shini kodesh, the problem with shini kodesh is that, you know, by relating to it, not as an ula, but as a shlamim, somehow that's a problem in the bilus of the korban, right? And in the way that, you know, since it's not l'shem, the original hafrasha, so the bilus component has somehow been compromised. So basically, every shini kodesh is a kind of shinui bilin, right? If that's true, then what the Ramban says is no worse than what he says in Gittin. Again, it's still chiddush, but it's not that. So then I thought that you could put together the two other Rambans. Number one, the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, which a lot of Acharonim noted, that the Ramban speaks about the, you know, pigul and other psulim, you know, when you savage the avoda, you know, in some way. Prominent among the missing psulim, right, especially when we're, you know, reared on the Rambam, you know, and never mind the Rambam, you can even say, certainly from the Ramban's perspective, but, you know, the Mishnah on Lamed Ches and Zvachin, you know, Sulei Machshava, so the Shini Makom, the Shinui, I'm sorry, there's Man, there's Makom, and then there's Shinui, you know, Shinui, what the Ramban calls Shinui Hashem. So, we would expect that the Ramban's prohibition, you know, would extend to that as well, but it doesn't. Pigul's there, other things are there, not Shini Kodesh, not Shini Bayim. In theory, one could have been Mechalik between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bayim, especially if you think that Shini Kodesh is more comparable to Pigul than Shini Bayim. But the Rambam doesn't have either, Hakami doesn't have either. But if you think that, you know, you can compare Gezel, you know, Yiyush, Shini Rishus, without Bayim, if you can compare that to Shini Kodesh, if you think that Shini Kodesh is a Shini Bailin problem, then not integrating that with people maybe makes a lot of sense. But if that's true, so then, and this is again my speculation, but you know, I'll throw it out there anyway, and that is maybe this is the makar of the Ramban for what he says in Rosh Hashanah. Namely, the Ramban and the Rambam both struggled about this Gemara. The Gemara that says that l'shem, you know, me, shechayev ola, right, is kosher. So the Ramban read it kipshuto, and the Ramban said, you see from here that when it comes to shinui bailim, right, if it's bimina, it's machriv, and if it's shelo bimina, then it's lo machriv. And what does that mean? Kosher legamri. The Ola Levitel, the Shem Kova. So the Ramban said, well, if that's true, and if Shini Kodesh is really patterned after Shini Bailin, the problem with Shini Kodesh is the Bailus part of it, which has been, you know, undercut. So if that's the problem, and we're saying Bibino Machriv, Shalom Bino Lo Machriv in absolute terms when it comes to Shini Bailin, then you should say the same thing about Shini Kodesh, which is a form of Shini Bailin. So isn't it interesting that the Gemara on Gimel Mabez, as opposed to the Gemara on Mem Bam Mabez, doesn't quote a Baya.
Right?
And maybe we could walk away with the conclusion. Certainly would if you didn't have Mem Bum and Base. That part I'm certainly willing to consider. If you didn't have Mem Bum and Base, you would read Gimel and Base the same way anybody like the Minchas Nimach would read Zayin and Aleph. And you'd say Kosher Legamri. So the Ramban says, I'm saying Kosher Legamri. I think it's Machlokes Asugyas. The reason I'm saying that is because Shini Kodesh is like Shini Bailin, and the Gemara says, what Shini Bailin? The Mina Machrim, Shalom Mina Lo Machrim, or the equivalent of that. Dumya, the Kaparoso, as opposed to Lodum Biba Kaparoso. So I think this is also the view of Tosis on here on Hayamad Aleph. Dira Maso Hagah. By Tosis is bothered, the Gemara here says, again, this is the one we were talking about, what's the point of kosher but lo ala l'chol? Right? In Ksheir Mem Yiratzu, Mem Yiratzu, Lama Boin. So the Gemara says, "Rav Elazar, Matzina Bevayin La'achar Misa Shein Ksheirin Vein Meratz." Tosa says, "Mi Dami, right? Hani Lo Olu, Aval Bayin La'achar Misa Olu Legamri, L'Shein Chova." That's interesting. It's all right. Not for now. Right? She put it the Raisa. Right? It's maybe a real kapara as well. That's his first thought. Then he says, kind of the Tosis in here in Zvachim is a little hard to read sometimes. Second. Yikomachom dami ksas vahadadi minyan de'ein meratzen ritzim kamur then kapar lemeis. Fine. Then bim toma my rois maisi min boin vachamisa atu miyofina mina yikomachom shoshana kosu then al mitzvah the name of ksherim v'la'olam v'shlamar dafka Shini Kodesh or Shini Bailin. I'm reading the text as we have it here. Dafka, Shini Kodesh or Shini Bailin. Dafka. We're going to take out one of the Dafkas. I'm sorry. It should be, we'll read a little bit of the Shini Kodesh. Dafka, Shini Kodesh or Shini Bailin. The Dami, the Havaboyin Lachamisa. Sheila Bailin. Ukamo, Shalashem Kosha Venimaratza. Kamo Kain Khan. Shoshonosundi Bailov. Havakilo Ainlo Bailin. So the Shinuku Betzes, they have another Girsa. Was it Yudches? That is Vishini Bailin, the Habe, Shini Bailin Kibay Lacher, Vishini Kodesh Nami Yalif Vishini Bailin. Okay, so sometimes, again, a lot of these Girsos are more trouble than they're worth. Now and then, they're really important. So like, again, we talked about one the other day, when Rashi says Pasul, and Shidu Bovin says, not Pasul, really, what we mean is, i.e., all the shame Chova of all Kosher. That's it. A number of them are very important. You just have to go through them because some of them are important. Anyways, this is a very important one as well. The Shidu Kovetsis here is rebelling, we had a different gear story, he's rebelling, against what Tosa says. What Tosa says is that there's a comparison between Bai La'achar Misa and Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin. And Shini Kodesh is mentioned first. And Shini Kodesh wants to switch it and say there's a comparison to Bai La'achar Misa and Shini Bailin. What about Shini Kodesh? Aren't we talking about that here as well, or primarily? And so Shini Kodesh will learn from Shini Bailin. It's where we derive the halacha from La'achar Misa. Once we know that that applies to Shini Bailin, so Shini Kodesh can learn from Shini Bailin. That's bad enough, because if the equation is based on a substantive point, namely the vitiation, undercutting of the Bailus, so then why should you compare it to L'inyan Otso Dabar if they're different in that regard? It would be a logical problem. But Shiva Kavetz is at least bridging the gap. At least saying, the comparison is Shini Bailin. And we have a comparison cost between Shini Bailin and Shini Kodesh is the same. So it's fine. It's good. Again, in terms of the Gemara, one can say the whole issue never gets off the ground. Criticism of the Gemara, all we wanted to prove is the phenomenon. Is it possible to have a Korban when you have negated somewhat the Bailus component? Does that mean that they're negated in the same way? Not necessarily. suppose assuming an actual equation. Does the same, but it's different, both in terms of its scope, in terms of its source. In one case, there's nothing you can do about it. In the other case, you know, you did it to yourself. How can you compare these things? But in the end, Tosfos is saying, our printed Tosfos is saying, yeah, Shini Kodesh, Shini Bailin, Ma'achar Misa, it's all Bailo's problem, no problem. And Shini Gubetzos is saying, yeah, Shini Bailin, right, La'achar Misa, it's a Bailo's problem. Shini Kodesh, that's learned from Shini Bailin. So I think this works very well with this whole perspective. The majority view, on the other hand, is that Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim are two different dinim, two different machayimim. One is about Bailus, the other is about the identity of the korban. And it could be that, you know, the Gemaras themselves point in that direction. Again, the Gemara that we talked about in Pesachim before, on Samachom Day, seems to have this as its Shakavataria. Right? The Gemara here talks about the question, after talking about whether Lo Lishma is Machshir Lishma, which we talked about already a little bit. So then the Gemara has another question. Shalom Lishma is Machshir Pesach Shalom Mizvah. We'll talk about that a little bit again when we finish up on Tuesday. Is Shinui Bailim also Machshir Pesach Shalom Mizvah? So originally, when the Gemara discusses this, again, it's one of those suggestive Shakavatarias. So it seems like the Gemara is talking about an equation. Again, let's go. The Bailim passes Shakhtim Shaymas Hashana, the Shinui Bailim Mao. Shinui Bailim Kish Shinui Kodesh Dami Umachshale Olo. So it sounds like the Gemara is exactly discussing our question, what the relationship is between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh. And again, not Muchrach, you could say the Gemara is not discussing that. The Gemara knows that there are differences between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh, but it also knows that both of them are Ma'akev and Chatas and Pesach, and creating all the Bailim Shem Kova and everything else. And they want to know whether or not the common or overlap is sufficient also to be Machshir. Right? And that also could be a question, acknowledging the difference, questions whether what's common is sufficient. And that also could be a Korban Pesach question. What do you need in order to be Machshir or Korban Pesach Shalom Bizman, which I want to speak a little bit more about when we finish up for a few minutes on Tuesday. What do you need? Is it enough that anything which is not Machshir Lemaisa on Pesach is sufficient to be Machshir on Shalom Bizmano, but anything that's posel Bizmano is Machshir Shalom Bizmano? That's all we really care about. Or do we care about the quality of how it affects Pesach? In which case, if there are differences between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh, even if they have certain things in common, right, that may not help you, which is being Machshir L'Kol HaShana. There are two ways to read the Gemara's question, in other words. One is about the relationship between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim generally. The other one is about what you need to be Machshir when it comes to Pesach. Shalom Bizman. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Risa L'Shmaita Kamei D'Rava, and he said, oh, the Shini Kodesh Posel Bizman, oh, Shini Bailim, Posel Bizmano, Mashini Kodesh, Posel Bizmano, Machshir Lacharzmano, Avshini Bailim, Posel Bizmano, Machshir Lacharzmano. As the first Van Damar says, yes, again, we're still not sure why, because of the identity, or because the overlap is good enough, because all we care about is Lemaisa, Psul, Bizmano is a ticket for being Machshir, Shalom Bizmano. Then the Gemara says, Amali, Lo, Mamra, Kishini Kodesh, came Psul, Bigufo. The Yeshno B'dalad Abodos, here's where it comes in, B'dalad Abodos, the Yeshno L'Achamisno, the Yeshno B'tzimu K'viyachid, Tomer B'shini Bailim, Deim Sula B'gopo, V'ena B'arba Abodos, V'ena L'Achamisa, V'ena B'tzimu K'viyachid. Dafaka B'tarti L'Dafka, Tarti Mi'a Dafka, the Maish Shini Bailim, V'lahavim Sula B'gopo, the Psula Machshava B'yalma, Shini Kodesh Na'im Psula Machshava B'yalma. The Su, Odom Shini Bailim, V'ena L'Achamisa, Pinchas Vrei Dravami, Yesh Shini Bailim Lachamisa. Michael Neyma Tarta Mia Dafka, Minu. Elamarova, Pesach Shachim Shaymas Hashana, Shini Bailim, Nasa Kimishain La Bailim, Bizmano, Ul Pasol. Now this is really tricky. right? Again, it starts off, it sounds like it's a question of the relationship between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bayis. The first line of the Gemara reaffirms that. Yes, yes, it's Makshia because it's the same. Again, sufficient common denominator, the Kiddush being about Hechsher, Pesach Shalom Zmano, or the equation between the two, we're not sure. But then the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Right? Number one, Psul Zmano is not necessarily sufficient for Hechsher Shalom Zmano. It depends upon the nature of that Psul, how it's possible. We're not just uncritical, not any Psul. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two, there is a difference between Shini Bailim and Shinui Kodesh, and it's expressed in four different nafkamina. Right? Then the Gemara says, well, there aren't four, there are two, but at least there are two, so we would have expected that what the Gemara is trying to say then is that Shini Bailim is different than Shinui Kodesh, even Bizmano, and that difference is enough to explain why it can't be Machshir, Shelo Bizmano. And that would be the Maskana of the Gemara, and then the Maskana of the Gemara would establish that Shini Bailim, Shini Kodesh, Hailechudei Kod, Hailechudei Kod. However, the Gemara took a kind of radical turn on us in the very end. After telling us, yeah, there remain two discrepancies, even though there aren't four, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, El Amar Rava, Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shari Mos HaShona, B'Shinui Bailim, Nasa Kimish Eila Bailim, Bizmano Apostle. It's a very strange conclusion. Where did that come from? That's really a non sequitur. What we would have thought was, Shini Bailim is different than Shini Kodesh. Shini Bailim is different than Shini Kodesh, and therefore, it's not a sufficient akiras ha-Pesach. It might be posel Pesach Bizmano, or a psul of Pesach. It might be ba'akev, the hechsher of Pesach Bizmano. But since it isn't posel, or at least it's not oker, the Shein Pesach, so you spell the Shein Pesach, it's Shalom Bizmano, Pesach Shalom Bizmano, it's posel. That's what the Gemara should have said. Essentially, that's what Tosas asks. Right? Tosas do masa nasa kum shein lebailim. Bizmano posel, it's a table to read, lama lemeber nasa, nasa. Instead, the Gemara gives this whole Rava explanation. Shalom Bizmano, it's also kum shein lebailim. Right? It should have said, kivin detarti dafka, there remain two discrepancies. So lema de posel, mishum de ein kan akiro, ilo chayish lahani pirchi, v'sovet de dami lishini kodesh, o le posel de zmano, v'chashiv akira, im kenamai hava kimishen lo bailev. De zmano. Halo, v'shini kodesh, lo chashvinan, right? Mishanik is mana lipso, meaning Tosis is saying, Mimanashach, either Shini Bailim is different than Shini Kodesh, and therefore it doesn't have the ability to be Oker. So that's enough. You know, we didn't need this whole line about Yeshno, it's a lack of Bailim. The Shlamim, now the Mosar Pesach, which is the Shlamim, doesn't have Bailus. Such a terrible thing. And even if it is a terrible thing, but who needs it? The important thing to say is, it's a Pesach. You were don't care it. You need to be ochre, you were. If you think that it's as strong as Shini Kodesh, and it is ochre Shein Pesach Mimenu, so then let it be Machshir. What's the problem? Either way, what does Rav have to do with anything? Omeri, Dacha Perusha. Fiu, Nisnayu, La'ani Pirchi, Mikomokom, Lohava, Akira, Nasa Kapesach Bizmano, Shemesu Bailov. Oh, it's a Pelagel, Paragelidvarim, the Boyakira. Ukishachtu Stam Possel. Avapishu Kimfari, Shaloli Shein Bailov, Shemesu, Achinami, Shalom Bizmano, Shini Bailov, Lachashem Akira. The Chain Mochiach, Lashon, the Kamar Shein Bailim, Lo Kamar Kimi, Shashachtu, Bishinui Bailim. Ah, those are already making to Yukin. It doesn't say that it's Kimi, Shashachtu, Bishinui Bailim. Bizmano says Kamisha Engla Bailim, so it's a bit of a misnomer. What it really means to say is there's no Akiras Shem Pesach Mimen. That's Tosas is pretty much going back to the Hava Mina, that it's about the Chiluk. Mostly it seems what Tosas says. The Rambam, on the other hand, probably not be very happy with that reading, because that reading would basically underscore the difference between Chini Kodesh and Chini
Kodesh. Right.
So it's interesting to note that the Rambam, by Tezvav Yud Aleph, HaPesach Sheshachtu B'machshev as Shinui Hashem, Bein Sheshinui Shmo L'Shem Zevach Acher, Bein Sheshinui L'Shem Chulim, Pasol. Shnei B'machun Zevach Pesach Ula Hashem. Hamed V'Ramurim Sheshachtu B'Zmano Sheyom Yud Nalim B'Nisan, Afil Sheshachtu B'Shachris B'machshev Shinui Hashem Pasol. Sheshachtu Shelo B'Zmano B'machshev Shelo L'Shmo Kasher, Shelo L'Shem Bailab Nasa K'Mishar L'Bailab B'Zmano U'Pasol. Again, the Rambam liked Rava. If you're the Bali Tosis and you're writing a parish on the Gemara, and you have to deal with the language of Rava, right? So, you might have to live with it. And even then, what did the Bali Tosis do? They reread Rava. The Rambam is writing a Sefer Psak Halacha. Right? If he thinks that Rava is a bad formulation, you know, you have to IE all over Rava in order to get it to make sense. You know, it doesn't mean Kimishay Labayli. It means, you know, to underscore the difference between Shinui Bailam and Shinui Kodesh. That's what he means. And therefore it's not as efficient as Akira. If that's what you think, then don't quote the language, don't quote the problematic language of Rava. As we say, the Rambam doesn't quote Lashonos and the Gemara routinely. He doesn't need to. If they're problematic ones, he's not going to quote them. If he quotes it, he means it. Oh, why? Because Lishitaso, as we know, the Rambam thinks, well, it's documented to more fully just a minute, that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam are really one and the same. That Shinui Bailam is Shinui Hashem, which is a form of Shinui Kodesh. So the Gemara's distinctions are all technical. Some of the Gemara's distinctions that seem to be unopposed, as we'll see in a minute, the Rambam turns his back on them very strikingly. Right? So he had two choices here. One is to conclude that Shinui Bailam Shelo Bizmano is Machshir, which is, say, also said, well, you know, let the chips fall where they may. If you really think Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam are the same, go with that. Or to understand Rava, and this is exactly what he understood, Elam HaRava, not just Elam HaRava, right? Elam HaRava. No, the whole thing isn't what you thought it was. You think this is about the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam, and what you know, this is all part of, this is a replay of Zvachim, Dalet Amud Aleph to Dalet Amud Beis. You got it all wrong. This is really about Pesach, Shelo Bizmano. Pesach Shelo Bizmano is not such a simple thing. Pesach Shelo Bizmano, while there's a Hechsher in Shinui Kodesh, there's no Hechsher in Shinui Bailam. Why not? We'll try to explain a little more. I would just say, just in a simple shot, just to make it very clear, for a minute. Number one, to what extent, when we say Mosa Pesach Shlamim, right, to what extent does it remain Shlamim, but only the Torah's Mosa Pesach? How much Pesach do you want, and how much Pesach can you not afford to have for this Shlamim to work? It starts off as Afrash of Pesach, right? It ends up with the Hakrava of a Shlamim, with a Shem Shlamim. You can compare it to the Reb Chaim's and Reb Elbel's discussion of Paraduma, if you want, a little bit. And it's not the only phenomenon like it, meaning, again, what they were saying about Paraduma is that the Hafrasha, the Hakadasha, is Bedek Abayis, the Hakrava is Chappas. Similar discussion about Engla Rufa. Within the world of the Kavanos, right, we have Asham and Ola to think about, right? Mosar, Asham, Ola, Mosar, Chatos, what is that, if anything? Also discussion in the Gemara later on in the first paragraph. The point is that for the Rambam, it seems like there is some element of Pesach that continues to drive Pesach even Shelo Bizmano, including the idea that Bailus remains a factor in Mosar Pesach as it does in Pesach. At the same time, you can't have this as a Pesach. It has to be B'Torah Shlomim. We need to figure out, according to the Rambam, what is the din of Shelo Lishma, which is Machshir, Pesach Shelo B'Tzman. The Rambam downplays that halacha. He has that halacha, right? But he downplays it. So, when we finish up the topic, I'll get back to this line in the Gemara, according to the Rambam, trying to explain a little better. I said one other point, just in the short term, in case we don't get back to it, and that is as follows. Let's say we say that Shinui Bailam is a Shinui Kodesh. Right? So to say that on a psul level, just to point out, it's a lot easier than saying it on a Hashem level. On a psul level, all I need to say is, in order to qualify for Pesach, right, it has to be my Pesach. Right? And obviously, Shinui Kodesh is not a Pesach. And Shinui Bailam is somebody else's Pesach. His Pesach isn't my Pesach, and therefore the identity of the Korban is a problem. However, if we're talking about being Machshir Shelo B'Tzmano, right, so if I talk about Shinui Kodesh, so then, again, you can't have a Pesach Shelo B'Tzmano, because it's not Pesach now. There's no Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, there's no Zecha Yetzias, so where's Zecha Yetzias? There's no Korban Pesach. The whole point is that that's the psul, in a sense, right? The psul is that, well, I'll suggest even more when I have a chance to expand a little more, maybe it's even two sides of the same coin, right? You need to express Dafka Pesach, Pesach Lashem, Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, every minute, every second on Pesach. And that's the very reason why it's a psul, Shaloga Pesach. Trying to make any other day than, you know, that day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Yud Dalet and Tesvav, a combination of the day of Yud Dalet and the night of Tesvav, into an expression of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is as flagrant an abuse of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as not adjoining it with the Korban on its proper day. The idea that Pesach, the Shari Mos Hashana, Lishma, is possible, maybe very well, the other side of the coin, of it being possible, like Chatas, Lo Lishma. And then maybe that explains why the Rambam, how the Rambam, you know, deals with that whole halacha. It's not a separate din, a suggestion. By the same token, if that's true, so, let's say, on Pesach, you have Shalom Shem Bailim, right, so, not your personal Pesach. It's not the Korban that you're supposed to be relating to. And if anything, as we say, the role of Bailus is even greater on Pesach, as it is in Chatos for other reasons, but these are the other Korbanos, the role of Bailus is even greater. But when it comes to being Machshir Shalom at Pesach, the point is you don't want people to think this is a Pesach. You have to take away the Shem Pesach. Now, when I do Shinui Kodesh, I take away the Shem Pesach. That's why I'm Machshir. But if I do a Shinui Bailim, I don't take away the Shem Pesach. I just take away the specific status as my Pesach. So it's no longer my Pesach, but I'm still relating to it as a Pesach. That's possible. And maybe that's the idea of comparing it to Mishay Lavai. If I don't have Bailus, if I have Shinui Bailim, Shaloba Pesach, I maybe have two problems. I'm not sure whether both or one is sufficient. Number one, there's a sufficient remnant of Pesach that, since it's Mosar, it's not Shlomim as a Hafrasha and Akdasha, right? It's Shlomim as a remnant of Pesach. Right? So there are higher levels of requirements of Bailus that are not completely Paka. That's point number one to explain Rav. Moreover, the second point is, so, when I don't have Bailus on Pesach, right, then that's a psul. Right? When it's Shinui Bailam on Pesach, it's not the proper, it's not Pesach Shali. And I need Pesach Shali Dafka. When I have Shinui Bailam, Bishar Yimos HaShana, right, it's Kemisha Eila Bailam, the Pesach, but it's still a Pesach. It's not my Pesach. That's not going to be Machshir. So I don't know whether it's one or both of these, but I think the point is that the Rambam thinks the El of Arava is very meduyak. Not like Tosfos. But it's also totally l'shitaso, because for him, to explain like Tosfos would have been impossible. The Rambam is the advocate that Shiri Kodesh, Shiri Violet are the same. So the issue doesn't depend on that. Let's try to explain now why it doesn't depend on that, and why Rava's own statement is a better way to say that. But the fact that the Rava quotes Rava in Hilchos Ksuvah Namukdashim, where he didn't need to quote the language of Rava at all, he didn't need it. If Father Tosfos were writing the Rambam, they wouldn't have written the language of Rava. That's really what I'm saying. And Dafka the Rambam couldn't interpret like Bali Tosfos, and maybe Dafka the Rambam in general, because of his view of Pesach and Chulin and the way he treats Mosar Pesach and the way he treats Shalom Bismano, maybe Dafka the Rambam embraces Rava. Okay, that's the short form of it. The Chilukim and the Gemara, of course, are intriguing. Right? So when it comes to Tzibur, Lachamisa, right, these could be technical, as we know. There's no Shini Bailin, but Tzibur, Lamaisa, Lachamisa, maybe there's no Chalos, Shini Bailin, because the Shini Bailin no longer has significance. The problem one, of course, the two problems are Psula Begufo and Yeshno the Arba Avodos. And so how do we explain that? What do we do with that? So even if we accept them, right, there are still two ways to look at them. One is that there's a fundamental difference in Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin. That should be followed through. The other way, of course, is that these chilukim are on the books. But they also have to do with chalos bailus or chalos kapara. Just like we have discussions in the Gemara whether yesh machsheves ochlin bezrika, meaning in certain phases or stages, certain thoughts just don't register. They're insignificant. There's no chalos. So too, you might have said that Shini Bailin is exactly like Shini Kodesh, but it only expresses itself in the context of Zrika. That's why it's limited to Zrika. It doesn't apply to any of the other Dalid Avodas. The difference between Psul Beguf and Psul Shalom Beguf, of course, is more difficult to explain. There, of course, we're benefited, seemingly, by the Maskanas HaGemar. So the Gemara tells us in the end that Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin are the same. The question is, in which direction? And whether we really mean it. So number one is that Shita Mekubetzis and Menachos to return to. Shita Mekubetzis and Menachos basically was suggesting that there still could be differences between Shini and Kodesh. You could have Shini Kodesh not being a Psulagov, and it could still be relative to Shini Bailin, right, more of a Psula Guf than Shini Bailin is. Once you say that, right, so that is a way to navigate some of the evidence. Again, Psachim Ayin Gimel and Psachim here, Samach Amud Beis, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and Psachim Samach Beis Amud Beis, and Zvachim Dalet Amud Aleph and Dalet Amud Beis, and Menachos Memches Amud Beis. I think I got them all in. Right, those are like the Gemaras that are all relevant to this question. Right? And if you want to navigate, some of them imply yes, and some of them imply no. The Shita Mekubetzis will tell you, or the Grizz, if you want to put it in for good measure as well. There are different levels of Shita Yaguf, of Psula Guf. And certainly, in light of what I just said in the beginning of today's year about Samach Beis Amud Beis, right, which is that this equation between Psula Begufo and the Yafshar Lamarer, right? Well, what do we mean by that? And the whole, connection with Shalola Ochla. So it could be that even the Maskana, there are still differences between Shini Bailin and Shini Kodesh regarding Psula Begufo. The Pashtus, it's not. And the real question is in which direction. So Rashi in Psachim says that neither of them neither of them are Psula Guf. And that's a Hava Mina also, excuse me, with the Rashi here. Where's the Rashi? Psumach shava la mikri psumach gov. Okay? It's, it doesn't have a deeper maska. At least not in J's Kabbalah. Right? Psumach shava la mikri psumach gov. If you look at the Tosis Rashi Mishan, Son Lam and Dalin, that's his Hava Mina as well. And that works very well with the Gemara here I'm talking, on Samach Aleph. The Gemara here is missing a line, right? The, we have Sech Shaka Mataria, but in Tzvachim, the Gemara adds, Maishna Shini Bailam de Lahava Psula Begufo, Machshava Be'alma, Shini Kodesh Nami Machshava Be'alma Ho. That's the same. And then the Gemara adds in Tzvachim, Ela Kivin de Achshave Pasla, Machanami Kivin de Achshave Pasla. Not Mukhrach, but that extra line sounds like Psulagov. Both of them are Psulagov. Not that neither of them are Psulagov. And certainly that's the way Tosis read it. Right, Tosis Machshava Bialma. Afili Heit Sarach Dibur, Kim Vileka Maisa, Machshava Bialma. Tema. Hachem Ashvalahu, Paratamid Dishchat. He's bothered by Samach Beis on Beis. Machshish Yesh Chilak. The farish ma bein l'shman l'shalo l'shman l'ocha l'shalo l'ocha ze psula begufa ze ein psula begufa. Now what's fascinating is Tosas here is assuming in the question that the Gemara will think that shinui bailim is that more psachim samach beis on beis will think that shinui bailim is ein psula begufa. How do you know? Right, why not to say that both of them are psula begufa? That's the assumption. The question is not that way. He's also assuming that it's real psula gof, right? Not that just vis-a-vis or in comparison to shaloli yachol. The question that I raised before. Tosa answer is shomar kim v'lo mitzal elam epnei shein yachol lechol kizayis kegol l'shem chola zaken chashiv tvei psula bakodesh nachmas davar acher kiven the imha yachol lechol Hayer kosher. Meaning he's downplaying, tells exactly what Tosis is discussing. Maybe what we should say is, not that there it's really Psula Begufo, it's also not Psula Begufo. It's like the Maskana, it's like Shini Bailin. The only thing is, Shemol HaMinuyim is even less than that. The kosher al-Korchen, Shemol HaMinuyim al-Arelim, it's man. Tzorech lo amadolok shivi Psula Begufo. Kechen lo tikshu lo nami, Ma bein l'shmon v'shalo l'shmon l'minuyim v'shalo l'minuyim l'mulin l'arelim l'tmeim l'tahorim. So Yesh Lomar, so here again, isn't that obvious? So what's the Gemara even talking about? Again, this goes to my original suggestion how to read the Gemara. Yesham v'shiri b'aylim chashvinim psula d'gufo shim v'toyid b'zrika v'shein b'aylim ala kapara avul shalo l'ochim v'shalo l'minuyim toli v'shchita v'ein shein b'aylim ala shchita. Etc. What's he saying? That Shini Bailim is also Shini Psulagov. And that's what Tosis Rash Mishans concludes on Lama Dalad on the base as well. So basically that end up being 3 points. One is, even the Maskara we could be Mechalek. That's important for one perspective in the relationship between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. Or they're equated, but they're equated in two opposite ways. Rashi and Hava Mina, they're equated that both, neither of them are Psulo Begufo. Or they're equated they're both Psulo Begufo. Again, if you all like the Rambam, let's say, which we'll get to in a second in more detail, but Shini Kodesh and Shini Hashem, everything is the same. And you'd be more comfortable with the view that they're both Psulo Begufo. And again, this line and this added line in the Gemara in Tzvachim, as opposed to the Gemara in Pesachim, sounds more like it's Psula Begufa. Gemara in Pesachim, you know, is easier maybe read like Rash. So this question of Psula Begufa, yes or no, obviously is very, very critical to this. What about Dalet Avodos? So that seems to be the biggest sticking point. As I said, you could explain that in a technical way. It's just a din chalos, bailos, shiri bailim. But it doesn't show any fundamental difference. Or no, it doesn't really show that shiri bailim is more of an hechsher issue, a kapara issue. It's the factor of bailos. Shiri kodesh is about the identity. So I mentioned last time the discussion of Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech Tezvav Aleph has a safek. When we say kinyeshno b'dalan avodos, does that limit it to the halacha of Chatas and Pesach? Or does it apply even to Shalal Labailim Shem Chol? If you consider being Mechalek, so you have to assume that there's a Shem Bailim, a Shem Kapar, a Chalos Kaparo Bailim in all the Avodos. Right? Otherwise, how do you get Shalal Labailim Shem Chol? Right? If the Shem and the Chalos, if the like, concept extends to, we're not saying Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika, or Ein Machsheves Arelin, you know, the Achila or Bezrika. We're not saying that. If you say that, you have to say that across the board. It can't be Mechalek between, you know, L'ol Abayim L'Shem Chova and something else. And then, if indeed it theoretically applies across the board, so then you have to say, oh, there's a huge difference between Shini Bailim. There's a substantive difference between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh. The Mishnah Melech himself concludes, not based on so many rayas, but just mostly Misvara, that this applies to L'ol Abayim L'Shem Chova as well. And that could be for two reasons. It could be because it's a chalos problem, right? In which case, there's just no hechatimtzi outside of Tzrika of Shini Bailim anywhere, right? And then you could still cling to the idea that there doesn't reflect the difference in the nature of Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. Just means that Lamaisa, right, you only have the application, the manifestation, in the context of Zrika. But Luyat Suyar, it would be Chal elsewhere. The din, the scope of the halacha is the same. It's all one halacha. Or, no, like the other view of the Mishnah Melech, meaning, like the first view, as a chalos, it applies to other things too. But as a din, it's limited to Zrika, in which case it's a chiluk, an important chiluk, between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh. Okay. This question also may connect to another problem. Is the problem where the yichus of Zrika have to do specifically with Kapara, or is it a din in Bailos? In other words, if the problem, this can go in either direction, but there might be two different issues here. One is an issue of Kapara, the impact of Kapara, the Chalos Kapara on the Korban, or the identity of the Bailim and the Bailos. Again, if it's a factor, then it's quite possible that it's about Kapara. If it's about Shinui Kodesh, namely my Korban, your Korban, are different Kabanos, they're different Chalos Kabanos, such as Chatas and Asham and Ola, it's, you know, Chatas Ruvin, Chatas Shimon, Chatas Levi, so then perhaps it's not about Kapara, not Mukhrach, you could say Kapara is part of that, it's about Bailos. What's the difference between Bailos and Kapara? Let's give you an example. The Grizz has a discussion, the Likutea Grizz, he has a discussion, what is the definition of Zrika with regard to this halacha? For example, what is the status of Tzvilas Etzba? We know this is a Tzvilas Etzba when it comes to Chatos Apnimias. So, some are short of the opinion, simple that seems to be, that Tzvilas Etzba and Chatos Apnimias is connected to Halacha. The Rambam, in Psil Nagdashin, seems to say that it's a Din in Zrika. So, what the Grizz points out is that here you have a Din of Zrika, namely Tzvilas Etzba, which has nothing to do with Kapara. So in Chatos Pnimios, Tzvilas Etzba, according to the Rambam, you know, would that be subject to Shinui Bailim or not? That would be an interesting question. Another question that he adds, that he discusses in a different place, also in the Likutei Brahot, as I should mention, is Tiglachas Nazira. Tiglachas Nazir. The Gemara in Nazir is on page 53 in Likutei Brahot. The Gemara Nazir in Bava Beis talks about Rav Shimon's Shita, that Tiglachas Nazir is applicable to a Nadava as well. Shalmei Nadava would also be subject to Tiglachas Nazir. The question is, what about La'achar Shinui Kodesh? What's the point? The point is that Tiglachas Nazir has to be related to the Nazir. If you think that somehow the Karban's status as a Karban Nazir, you know, as not a Karban Nazirus, let's say, but a Karban of the Bailim Nazir, the Gabra Nazir, if somehow that has been lost, then Shalmei Nadava would be superior to a Karban, right, the Shini Kodesh. And that Karban, the Shini Kodesh, would be lacking the connection to Nazir. That's something to look at, and again, it's, I think, if I wrote it down, I kind of always read my own handwriting, but I think it's on page 53 and the Likutei Brahot. Anyways, let's get back to and finish off with the Rambam. So what is the Rambam Shita? The Rambam Shita, as we already discussed, had a little bit, is that Shini Kodesh, Shini Bailim are one and the same, and that that's, again, that affects his simple, the case, again, in the case of Pesachim, some of them, some call from an Aleph, and it's keep the perspective here. I mean, the Rava is difficult. It seems like a bit of non sequitur from the Shakun Tariya, the Gemara. But you can't blame the Rambam when he quotes Rava. That's what the Gemara said. And you always blame the Rambam when he doesn't quote the Gemara. So here the Rambam quotes Rava almost verbatim what he wanted from it. So we try to explain why, you know, Rava is, you know, works out really well, or maybe a nice way to say it is that maybe, in fact, maybe Rava is one of the things that inspired the Rambam. If you really hold that Shini Bailim is, you know, is different than Shini Kodesh, etc., so you know, you have to take a Tosis-type perspective. But either way, I mean, the Rambam reads Rava Kikshuto, and we can't blame him for that. We just need to understand what Rava means, if Rava is to be understood Kikshuto, and how that fits in to Mishnah Torah Shel Rambam in various aspects, which is one of the things that I was suggesting or hinting, and it's still by no means clear. It's in the realm of suggested explanation or speculation. But the general view of the Rambam is that Shinui Bailim, Shinui Kodesh, are practically indistinguishable. Okay. In the case of Pesach Chutz Mizmano, that's an exception, and that's based on Rava. And Rava Kipshuta. We need Rava Kipshuta. But generally, it's indistinguishable. How does this express itself? This very quickly in a few things. Number one, the Rambam always groups Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh together, both in Perek Yudgimel Halacha Aleph, Perek Tzvav Halacha Aleph. More importantly, the Rambam coined a new phrase, right, which combines the two of them, and that is the phrase of Shinui Hashem. Now, by this I do not mean to suggest that the phrase Shinui Hashem does not appear elsewhere. People have noted to me that it does, and I know that it does. Mishnah in Samach Vavod Beis, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, uses the phrase of Shinui Hashem in this context. That's not the main sugya. Kula named the Tamad Beis Ablia. Those are Molim, Rabbi Shemay Molim, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Maim Chatas, Shein Molim Ba, Lishma, Kishashina Shema, Molim Ba, Olas, Shemolim Ba, Lishma, Kishashina Shema, in Adim Shema Luba. And the whole Mishnah used the expression Shina Shema as a way of expressing Shinui Kodesh. Number one, here it's a verb. The Rambam made it into a noun. Number two, this is a mishnah on some of the Mabeis, talking about some very particular case. You know, why does the Rav, again, it's similar to what we were talking about before. Is this possibly the makor of the Rambam's usage, shinui Hashem here? It doesn't appear in the Gemara, right? I think it's very possible that it is. Does that solve the problem? No. I mean, why did the Rambam seize on this line or this phrase of shinui Hashem, which is a verb, and which appears, you know, on Samach Vav the Beis, not on Beis and not on Nachmem Vav, and which appears in the context of shinui Kodesh, to signify the unit of shinui Kodesh and shinui Bayit? That he has such a phrase is wonderful. That this should be the phrase that appealed, that caught his eye, you know, that he used to codify and to classify everything, is shocking. Right? Unless, conceptually, he has the view, based on his global understanding of the Gemaras and everything else, that Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam are one and the same. And that the common denominator of what they are is Shinui Hashem. And that's exactly what emerges from the Rambam. Now, how does this express itself? Number one, even in Maisa Karbanos, where there's the requirement of Lishma rather than the Psul of Lishma, we have the Rambam integrating these two, already in the Mishnah, Lishem Zevach, Lishem Zaveach. But again, it's interesting that, as we've already discussed, the Rambam, Haridalit, Halacha Yud Yudalit, of Maisa Karbanos, is also strange. Right? He could have theoretically written all the Zvachim Memvav of the base material in a single halacha. And the Rambam goes out of his way to break it up into two, even though it's not Psulei HaMakdash. I mean, this is the requirement of Lishma, not the Psul of Lishma. And yet, it's only halacha Yud Aleph, right? And, if the Mishnah Malach is right, only in the context of Avodas Shechita, that you have the six Lishmas. In Halacha Yud, Kol HaZvachin Tzarcha Oveh Chetiyah Machshavto L'Shem HaZevach L'Shem Baila V'Shas Vicha V'Shas Kamal HaZadam V'Shas Halach HaZadam V'Shas Rikah Salam HaZveach Shenemar Bas HaZevach Tod HaShlamav Chetiyah Zvicha V'Shar Arba Avodas L'Shem Shlamav V'Chein Shar Kabanos Begin Shachat, Avar, Shar Avodah Stam, Lachish of Klal, Olam Mishlamim. We talked about that already a little bit. Arayin Ksher of Olam Abayim. Then comes Halacha Yud Alech, Sarach, Shetiyah, Machshavta, Shashchita, Ta'olah, Lashem, Shishadvar. Zevach, Zoveach, he repeats them. Right? Zevach, Lashem, Yaktir, Lishim, Akhtar, Rasul, Reach, Reach, Nachas, Ruach, Lefne, Hashem, and Shachat, Sam, Kosher, and Shochet Chatas Asham, Tzorch Shetiyah Machshavto, L'Shem Oso Chetchimama. I should just mention, I hope I'll get a sense of connect, but Stephen made the hara to me that if the Radbaz is going to make a diuk in Halacha Yud, then there's an even more explicit diuk in the Halacha Yud Aleph, and that is that L'Shem Achet, it sounds like Stamba doesn't, it's in Shochet Stam Kosher Kamosha Miyarko, and then it's a Shochet Chatas Asham, Tzorch Shetiyah Machshavto, L'Shem Oso Chetchimama. Maybe that stamma doesn't apply to the shame cat. I think it's a good hara. Maybe we'll guys still would like to get back at some point and speak about stamma and stamma lishma and see what we can, you know, if we can add to our appreciation or understanding of that. But okay. The point is that the Rambam did something peculiar in Ufas Maisa Kabbalas. As much as Ravel was correct that he has two different venues and two different sugyas and two different dinim, and that's all true, nonetheless you have the spillover of the first parak and of Psulei HaMikdashim in the Hilchos Maisa Karbanos in Halacha Yud. The fact that it's codified, it's redundant. He has Zevach and Zoveach as the six in Halacha Yud Aleph. Right? So what's it doing in Halacha Yud? It's not just redundant. According to the Mishnah Lamelech, there's a substantive Chiddush too. He took the Memvav Maisa Karbanos aspect, right, and he split it up into two, not just into halachos. Because if it's true that the six only apply to Shechita, right, it's certainly explicit that even the Maisa Karbanos of Zevach and Zoveach apply to all Dalet Avonos. So that's amazing that the Rambam did that. It's his way of saying, even on a Chiyuv level, never mind on a Psul level,
right? Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim are unique. But once that's true, and once he's separating them out, the fact that they're separated as a unit, right, becomes even more significant, and again reinforces the Rambam patterns. Then when you add to that, there's something else, as the Radvaz noted, and that is that the pasuk that he quotes is a single pasuk. He doesn't quote a separate pasuk for Shinui, you know, for the Shem Zaveach and the Shem Zevach. He quotes the pasuk, a single pasuk, for both. And what pasuk does he quote? So he doesn't quote the pasuk. Let me just go back for a second. In the Gemara in Zvachim, we also have only a single makar. But in the Gemara in Zvachim, that makar is not applied to both. The Gemara doesn't provide a makar for each of the lishmas, right? Strange. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ola l'shem Ola, lafukei shlamin, ishim l'shem ishim, right? Delo, reach l'shem reach, right? And so on. And the Gemara says, kata sheshachlo l'shem Ola, psula, shem kulim ksheira, and the Gemara has the loy chalu. I'm sorry, Ola is the Shem Ola, that's the Makar. And Ishim is the Shem Ishim. So the Gemara has a Makar for Zevach, Ishim, Reach. That's it. Okay. So that's what the Gemara has in on Nembam events. Right? The Rambam doesn't quote Ola, which is the Makar. Instead, this is the Radvaz Zahara. Right? He quotes, "Kol zaken tara ka'oved shetiyah ma'achshav l'shem hazevach l'shem bailav v'shas vicha v'shas kabbala v'shas halacha v'shas rika shenemar v'asar zevach toda shlamav shetiyah zvicha imshar arba avodos l'shem shlamav." Okay? So the Radvaz several things that are different here, in other words. Number one, in the Gemara, we only have a pasuk for the Shem Zevach. We have no pasuk for the Shem Zaveach in the Chiyuv. Number two, the pasuk that we have is a L'Shem Zevach pasuk, and it's a pasuk of Ola. What the Rambam did was, he separated Zevach and Zaveach from the other six. According to the Mishnah Melech's reading, which seems correct, he applies it to the Dalet Avodos, not just Shechita. And number three, he quotes a pasuk, right, for not one, but for both, for the unit. And the pasuk that he quotes is the pasuk that the Gemara quotes in the beginning of Zvachim, namely the Psuli, back to the Psuli HaMukdashim theme. Now, that pasuk, as the Radvaz points out, right, is not a Shinui Kodesh Pasuk, but a Shinui Bailin Pasuk. That's the fourth thing that he did. Except that's a little tricky. Right? Because it is a Shinui Bailin Pasuk, but if you look at the Pasuk, it's a Shinui Kodesh Pasuk. Meaning it's the Imeinu Inyan Lakan Pasuk. Wow. What could be better? Right? To quote the Shinui Bailin Pasuk, that is the Imeinu Inyan Lakan of Shinui Kodesh. Of course, because the whole idea is that even in the Maisa Karbonos part, we can't get away from the definition. And once it's true that in Psuli and Mukdashim, Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin are a single theme of Shinui Hashem, right? Even if they express themselves a little differently in two ways. Number one, Lachamisa, that's the only thing the Rambam still has, right? And in Korban Pesach, Shalom Bismano, Rava, fine. But basically, the basic theme is Shini Kodesh. It's Shini Hashem, right? So if it's Shini Hashem, so when you talk about the Chiyuv, what are you going to do? Right? Basically, the mitzvah to have, you know, L'Shem Zevach is that you shouldn't, you know, you should identify
the korban. And the shame zoveach is part of that identification. So even though it's the Maisa Rambam's the person splitting it up, who's sensitive about it, it doesn't make a difference. Because his view on Psulei HaMakdashim, it transcends Psulei HaMakdashim. It's about the identity, the common denominator of the both. So what better way to do that? Well, then, of course, it has to apply to all Dalai Lamodos, number one. Well, it doesn't have to, but it could. But the point more than that is that, of course, the pasuk that applies to one is going to apply to the other, but what better pasuk than the Shini Bailam Imenu Inyan Lakan, which is highlighting the Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh on the Psul level, really is one din, namely the din of, which din? The din of Shini Hashem. So what I'm trying to say is, what the Rambam did here, which seems extremely mechudash, it is mechudash, is very consistent. Now, to contrast that, we should still, for intellectual honesty, and also as part of the challenge, mention that in Psul HaMakdashim, Tezvav Gimel, and in Parashat Mishnayos, on that base, there the Rambam thinks it's necessary to quote Psukim for Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam separately. So that's kind of ironic, you know, that when it comes to the spillover in the chiyuv, right, when it comes to the Memvav and the Maisa Kabbanos part, because of the Psul HaMakdashim spillover, it ends up being one pasuk, but in Psul HaMakdashim, right, there, I think the answer is twofold. Number one, it's only because, as I said before, you establish in Psul HaMakdashim that this is all one and the same, and you need Psukim to show that you now reassess the significance of these two things and their interrelationship in Maisa Karbonos. Okay. That's number one. And number two, that's for the same reason that I wasn't bothered by in the Gemara why you need, you know, Psukim for everything. Once you have it all and you know it all, so then if it means that they're equal, so then you can export. Then you can say, keep the golly golly. Number two, and I'm not sure if this is correct or not, it goes back to what I was initially saying about the Shem Kulin for the Rambam, and that's as follows. You may need more psukim in Psul HaMakdashim because in Psul HaMakdashim you don't want to just prove that the two are identical. The idea that you could have a Shinui Bailim and a Shinui Kodesh, right, which is a posel, but not necessarily a ma'akev for the Rambam, exists. He's the one who thinks that La'ol Bailim L'Shem Chova is a posel too. Right? So since that's true, even if the Rambam knows that on a general level and on the chiyuv level, that this is all Shini Hashem, without Psukim, right, is it possible that the Shini Hashem of Shini Kodesh and Shini Hashem of Shini Bailim might still be different? That one might be Lo'ol L'Shem Chova and that the other might be a Gam Gomor? Maybe. In other words, what I'm saying is, if it wasn't the Rambam, it wasn't someone who felt that La'ol Bailim, L'Shem Chova, anyways, belongs in Psul HaMakdashim, so then we'd say, well, you know, either it is or it isn't. Either it's Shini Hashem or it's not. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And then we'd be back to saying my first suggestion, which is, yeah, once we have all our, what is it, ducks in a row? Are the ducks the ones who go in the moon? It's a hunting thing, right? Once you have, we're talking about Kabanos and Pope and other things. So the point is that once you have all the information, so then the question is how to assess it and to apply it to other things, to export it. But now I'm suggesting something a little different. What I'm saying is, in Maisa Kabanos, as a chiyuv, it's the same. Because it's Shini Hashem. You want that there shouldn't be Shini Hashem in your... You want to avoid Shini Hashem. You want to have, you know, a thoughtful, purposive karban, and that means two things as a chiyuv, on the chiyuv level. It means the proper identity of the Shem Korban and the proper identity of the Mechaper or the Bailim, because that's also part of the Shem Korban. So on a chiyuv level, they are the same. You can't distinguish them. That's why the one pasuk and the perfect pasuk. But on a psul level, because we know that there are levels of psulim, but they're all poslim, so is it not possible that just as, you know, registering on the radar screen, there might be differences, and just as there is still a difference in terms of Mahamisa, Rava, so might there not also be differences on the level of posel, as long as they're both, you can't say one's a posel, the other's not. Not if they're both Shini Hashem, but can't there be different levels of Shini Hashem? One which the whole shame korban is gone, the other in which, you know, karbono shel ruvein, they're good. So that's what Ram needs. All the psukim. That's a suggestion. Okay. The we're going to finish off. I know I thought today would be shorter. We're not going to finish up the Korban Pesach part. Let me just say the following. In the Frankel Rambam, the Likutim he has there, so he quotes the Sefer HaMatzliach, who made the Diuk based on the fact that the Rambam and Maisa Kabanos had the same pasuk, that if there, again, I think I mentioned the other day, the Rajba in Menachos, which is probably not the Rajba, but it's, I think they republished it, they said, you know, Echad Mikamar, is it, what do they call it? Echad Menachoshonim, whatever it is. Whoever it is, it makes a diuk that the Isur Lishnuye applies to another avoda, not the same avoda. Same avoda, you can be shown. And I think I mentioned then that some people make that diuk in the Rambam as well, Rambam Tesvav Gimel. Sounds like also the Shnuye refers to a different avoda, not the same avoda. So the Sefer Matzliah says, and what about Shinui Baikli? Says, who I did? I found Ram called the same pasuk. Calls it all Shinui Hashem. I think that's an interesting point. Not such a double pasuk in general. Mekevusa Mishnah holds that there's no Isur L'Shnuye at all in Shinui Baikli. And the Gemara says about Shini Kodesh, how do you know that applies to Shini Bible? What could be the Svara? Well, again, if you think that Shini Bailin is just a Bailus problem, a Kapara problem, or a Bailus problem, but it's not a post-cell, right? So, once you did it, you lost your Bailus. You know, it's not like it's a Pagam in the Kedushas HaKarban or the Avoda. Shini Bailin is an extraneous, right? It's all about the Shem Chola, but, you know. So, if that's true, then there's no Asa L'Shnuye. On the other hand, I think I mentioned the Knesset Rishonim's Diuk in the Rajva the other day, where he said the opposite. Maybe just because there's no Isur in the same Avoda when it comes to Shini Kodesh, is that true in Shini Bailim? Not necessarily. That would be the opposite. I think the Svar behind that would be, I don't know if he says this or not, I don't remember, but I think the svara behind that would be that, well, in the case of Shini Kodesh, so you savage this avoda. It doesn't give you an excuse to savage the other avoda, after all, it still has some remnants of the original shame. Right, but this avoda is gone. Right? So if you know, continue to be kosher, shalom l'shma, in the second synod of the Shechita, you know, big deal. Damage is done. But in Shini Bailim, that's not true, because the shame is there completely. So, you know, if this affects, you know, the Mekkevus HaMishnah of the Knesset Rishonim, basically, the Malachim of the Knesset Rishonim, are saying the same thing with opposite consequences. That's really what I'm suggesting. According to the Rambam, on the other hand, let's look at, not just to say for Matzliach, but Pashtus is that Shini Bailim, right? Gimel Aleph, Tezvav Gimel, Yudches Aleph. Right? Just like Shini Kodesh. It's all Shini Hashem in the Rambam. It's all integrated. It's in violation of Lo Yichal Shem. It's like people. Contrast that with the Tzon Kodshim, who in the beginning of Menachos says maybe the discrepancy in Rashi, I don't believe it in Rashi, but I just think it's an interesting shita. The discrepancy in the Rashi, Hakam Rashi is Elohim Hashem and Zvachim, and he quotes the other pasuk in the beginning of Menachos. We talked about it already. Right? He said some people say it's a difference between Chatas and Pesach and everything else. So another possible, some people say it's a difference between Menachos and Zvachim. Also makes sense, especially in light of Rav Shimon if you take it a certain way. And a third possibility is if you say the Mishnah refers both to Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim, so maybe we're talking about different Lishnuyes. So Tzon Kodshim says, Shini Kodesh, that's Lo Yichal Shem. Shini Bailim, that's just the Asay, not more. But that's to contrast it with the Rambam, who has clearly Lo Yichal Shem applying to everything. Now, this is an interesting discussion on several other issues as well. How does the Rambam know to apply certain dinim, which are not explicit in Shini Milin, but are explicit in Shini Kodesh? Can he just assume, Gemara's aside, to make that application? Okay? So, I mentioned a few the other day. I'm just going to follow through for a minute or two, and we'll finish up. Akira Batos. Akira Batos is a Gemara in Menachos, in Esau, regarding Shini Kodesh. Right? Akir b'talos, lo shema akir. And we understand what the stakes are, right? Both for a velvel and for the kovet shiurim. Right? Posel would require the kavana, not the toes. Maybe to get rid of even stama? Possibly. Fine. Either way, the Rambam, when he talks about akir b'talos, lo shema akira, that's in tezvav, aleph, and psulim, and talshim. So what's interesting is the case is Shinui Kodesh, but it's all one halacha. So you just have to decide, you know, what you're more impressed with. Kolas Vakshim Shinishu Gnatshav Shinui Hashem, right? That's the heading. Vein Kavan Shokin, Vein Kavan Sibur, Shem Vashal Malu Shem Kod. Kutz Menachatas of Pesach, fine, Shinasim Shinui Hashem Tzu. Echad Vashal Hashem Vazefach, By the way, it's an interesting formulation, I shall mention as well. Like what Ram says, the Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Milin, right, so in both cases he mentions, and don't think, you know, that it'll work for the other thing. It's like a strange habit. I mean, anyway, in Pesach, the Gemara has a discussion with Shlomo Karya in Zvachim, in Shlomim. Like, let's say, you have Kavanas Ola, instead of Kavanas Shlomim, Shalom is Mano, maybe it'll become an Ola? The Gemara says, no, it won't. It's just still going to be a Shlomo. Anyways, but this is a formulation, this idea that, it would become the other, why would it become the other Karma? And if it's a lack of hechsher, etc., of course, it doesn't make any sense. If the idea is posel, and it's posel based on, as the Rambam has it, shinui Hashem, you've really changed the korban. Maybe you've changed it into the other korban. Right? Similar to the line in Tosis in Menachos that we discussed. Right? And we discussed, does it go further than that? Does it really get the characteristics of the other korban ever? An interesting question. But again, fascinating that not only does the Rambam have that, which is gratuitous, meaning it shows how he's thinking. It works perfectly with the idea of Shini Hashem, right? No, it doesn't become an Ola and a Shlomim. It's neither. Or, right? So it's also, it doesn't become Shimon's Karva. A has it. B, he has it equal. Amen, v'mamurin v'sha'akar shem ha-zevach v'zadah. Ha-vantah v'dima shazu ha-ola Shlomim, v'asa kalavados of the shem Shlomim, also the bayan l'shem kova. There's no difference in my Avamina, maybe the difference in Chatzis and Pesach. No, not even that. I mean, what was that Avamina? I would say also. You might think Chatzis and Pesach are different not because of Posel, but because the lack of Hechsher. But it's lacking. So maybe Akira B'Tos would be different. This is belongs to last year, the year before this. But both of these parts. Okay, now, so the Rambam's telling you, number one, don't think it becomes the other korban. That works very well with the idea of kachim, mechalim, and kachim, as opposed to Pesach. Right? Number two, don't think there's a difference between chatas and Pesach and everything else when it comes to akir b'dos. Chen olas, oaf, etc. Now, what's interesting is two things. Number one, so the Rambam has Akira B'Tos Lo Shema Akira. He doesn't have it explicitly in the case of Shini Bailin. The case of the Gemara is not a case of Shini Bailin. The case of the Gemara exemplifies this is Shini Kodesh. So the point is that there were some Achronim, Keren Ora, Mekeves HaMishnah, who zeroed in at this point in the Rambam. See, the only time he mentions Akira B'Tos Lo Shema Akira is in Shini Kodesh. Maybe Shini Bailim would be possible. I think, you know, that the Rambam just giving an example of Gemara, the whole din is about cheating Hashem. If the Rambam really meant to be mechalek, he should have been explicit. I'm more impressed with the fact that he doesn't make the distinction, even though there's no Gemara that says Akira b'tal shema Akira when it comes to cheating violence. So that's a good question. What are you more impressed with? The fact that it's in Seva Laka that he calls it the same thing, or the fact that the one example that he happens to give happens to be the Shini Kodesh Gam, which is the example of the Gemara. That's the difference between the Merkabas HaMishon Tzvat Semes on the one hand, and this suggestion. But again, that's another possible Nafkamina, where the Rambam, on the contrary, we have the Shnuye issue, and now we have Akir B'Tos. A third issue, Lishma V'Shalo Lishma. Again, the Mishnayis on Lishma and Shalo Lishma together are all about Shini Kodesh. Right? The Mishnah in Tzachim, the Tess. The Mishnah here on Gimel. If you think that Minuya of Leminuya, the Shalo Leminuya, if you think that that's Shini Bailim, and that's going to have to leave over for next time, if you think that, then on the contrary, you could have a Mishnah that seems to be saying that Shini Bailim, again, both together is kosher. Wow. Right? And actually, Svatsemes, again, Svatsemes talks about that in Tzachim. Svatsemes considers, in general, the possibility of Shini Bailim, Lishma v'shalo lishma, l'shem bailim v'shem l'shem bailim acherim, that is not a problem. That will be kosher. Right? Again, if you want to compare it to Ochlov, Arelim, Tneim, Minuyav, that would be great. But for the Rambam, it's a much trickier issue. The Rambam has this in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Aleph. Right? Where he says, of the two Rambam. Shalosh machshavas in Jeposin Sakabonos, Elohim machshavas Shini Hashem, Mokom and Zman, machshavas Shini Hashem Ketzad, Shoket Sosev of Shalom Lishmo, Ola Vichashat Shu Shlamin, O Yishkatan Lishem Ola U Shlamin, O Lishem Shlamin Lishem Ola, O Shachar Zev of Shalom Lishem Baila, Zui machshavas Shini Hashem. So once again, the examples that he gives of right? Lishma v'shalo lishma, as are the examples of the Mishnah, are Shinui Kodesh. But, and if you zero in on that, you might want to say, oh, but when it comes to Shinui Violin, he doesn't mention it. Maybe it's like Lola Minuya, and it's kosher. However, and again, depending on how you read the Gemara's Maskana, when the Gemara talks about Efshel Avarer, right? Maybe in Bailin, it is Efshel Avarer. So the Gemara is about Lola Ochla. To me, much more impressive is the fact that everything is Shini Hashem, and it's not such a good decodification, in my opinion, if you really think that, you know, L'shem Bailov is Shalom, L'shem Bailov is kosher. It's not such a good codification to call everything Shini Hashem, you know, and not to draw attention to that chiluk. This is a question, again, how you interpret it. The biggest one, of course, is the Dalet Avotos. That's the biggest indication in the Rambam. And the Rambam, in Yud Gimel Aleph, in Tesvav Aleph, and in Maisa Kabanos, Dalet Yud, in all three places, makes it clear that Shinui Bailim, or L'shem Zoveach, applies to all Dalet Avotos. Right? That assumes that there's a Chalos, Bailos, L'inyan Dalet Avotos, number one. Right? But also, it's against, it assumes that the psul applies as well. And that, of course, is against the explicit Gemara that we know. Number one, Dawud of Aleph, Dawud of Beis. Psachin, Samach, Omen Aleph, and Samach Aleph. Omen Aleph. Samach, Omen Beis, and Samach Aleph, Omen Aleph. And Zvachim, Daf Yud, Omen Aleph. In the context of Chash, Lavod, Lavoda, the Gemara considers the possibility of learning out of Kal V'Chomer Shinui Kodesh from Shinui Bailin. The Gemara says, oh, Shinui Kodesh, the Shechita is nothing, but Shechita Amanas, Lizrok, is possible. That's true, then Shinui Kodesh, which the Shechita is possible, certainly should be possible, Amanas, Lizrok. simple reading of the Gemara in all three of these places, well, two of them are the same sugya, but two places, is that the Gemara is limiting Shini Bailim to Zrika. The Mishnah Malach and Tezvav Aleph asked the question very pointedly. He says, I just don't know what you do with this Gemara. He says, it sounds to me like the Rambam thinks, because everything is the same, that it's all Shini Hashem, that, you know, everything has to be the same. But what do you do with explicit Gemara, number one? And number two, the whole idea of Shini Bailim is a din in Kapara. The Kapara is Rak, is Rika. So the Mishnah Malach acknowledges where the Rambam is coming from. He just can't believe it because two things. Number one, the evidence. And number two, he just can't get past the idea that Shini Bailim is nothing more than a Kapara. So as I mentioned before, there are different ways to explain. Now, this is a little different. This is a different Madrega. Till now, we're talking about if you don't have evidence and something appears in the context of Shini Kodesh, and if you can make the case that there should be an Avgimina, so how do you know to extend it? That's one kind of problem. Much bigger problem when you have explicit Gemaras, you know, as far as we know, and you're ignoring them. How do you do that? The only way you can ever do that is if you think that there are other Gemaras or other evidence. And these Gemaras say it, but they're against the direction of all the other sugyas. And that's what you have to say for the Rambam. The Rambam felt that Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh, right, are a single entity, Shini Hashem. And that the Gemaras here or there suggest a limit to Zrika are exceptions. That would also help if you had a couple of Gemaras that would point in that direction. So that's where the Netziv's idea, I think, is a very interesting one. And the Netziv says that once the Rambam, there are two anomalies in the Rambam. Right? One is that he ignores the Gemaras about Dalit and all those. And number two is, how come he paskins like Rava Bar, whatever it was, Acha, or Bacha Bar, I mean, or Bacha Bar Rava, sorry. Yeah. Oh, son, father. Bacha Bar Rava, that Chatas, Dam, and Chelev are Shina and Kodesh. How can he do that? Meaning, what was his idea? The Netziv? Netziv's idea is that the machlokes about Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam is really a fundamental machlokes about the nature of Shini Bailim, or the role of Bailus, and put it this way, about the role of Kapara in Shini Hashem of a Korban. You don't have to say that. It could be machlokes about a bunch of other things. So the point is that if you hold that Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam constitute Shini Kodesh, namely that the Kapara isn't just a separate issue, but it's something that integrates into the carbon itself, once you hold that, then your perspective on Shini Bailim is going to be totally different. So the Gemara doesn't say Shini Bailim is limited to Bodos, because they think a Kapara Lachun and Shini Kodesh Lachun. Once you think Kapara, and by extension, if Kapara, the Kol Shekein Bailus, is a feature in the identification of the carbon, once you hold that, then Dalit Avodos gets thrown out. You still could have said Dalit Avodos is only Zrika because of the Chalos Kapara Bailas? True. The Rambam doesn't think that that's Mokhrach. The Mishnah Malach didn't think that part was so Mokhrach either. He was willing to consider that the Lala Bailam Hashem Kova would be possible. That's in it. It doesn't have to be that. There could be other things. Just to mention a few very quickly. Those Achronim who suggest that the Yerushalmi argues with the Babli, I think Karen Ora says that. That's a fine and good explanation, except again, it goes to what we said before, methodology. Normally you don't accept the Yerushalmis against Bablis unless you think that it's against the tenor of the whole sugya. So you still have to think of the whole sugya. You may not need a makor in the sugya, but you have to think of the whole sugya is telling you that Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim are one and the same. The idea that if this depends on Zion or Aleph, that's, I say that it's it. The Svasebet says something, I'm sorry, that's what it's it. The tzid of another suggestion, sort of the Svasebet, and that is that it goes back to the Gemara in Zion or Aleph. Toda l'shem, Toda's chavera. Again, the fact is the Rambam doesn't pass in that Gemara, that's, you know, that's a kind of a question. What conclusion should we reach based on that? So the Nitziv and the Sasana suggest that the Rambam didn't read the Gemara like Rashi. Again, Rashi read the Gemara that it's Shiri Kodesh. There's no Kavana that it should be L'shem Kaparas Kaveiro.
It's just Todas Atzmo for Lumat Todas Kaveiro.
And that stuff is really interesting. In a way, it goes a little bit in the direction of the Rambam too, because it shows that Vailus, if not Kapara at least, not the component of Kapara, but the component of the Vailus, is a factor in identifying, you know, the shame of a karma. Okay, but if the Rambam read the Gemara Kipshuto, so then the Gemara really has this discussion about Todas Atzmo and Todas Kavero. And if we paskin, now there it's about Shchita, right? The Gemara says Itmar.
How's it going?
Zayin Amal? Well, you'd like to have a Gemara that talks about Shchita. So the Gemara has Itmar Todas Shashachta L'shem Todas Kavero. Right? The proof of Rashi, remember, Rashi is a Chiddush, both in the reading of the Gemara and in the Svara. Right? Once you're saying already that that's a Din of Shiri Kodesh, or, you know, is that so Kaparas Kavero as opposed to Bailas Kavero? It's a nuance. What motivated Rashi and Tosas? They say. Right? The Gemara says, Dalan Avodos are out, only Zrika. So it can't be Shachta, you know, in the context of Shiri Bailas. So the suggestion, the second suggestion, or the third suggestion, is Yerushalmi, fine. It depends on Chatas and Chatas Kenim, Chatas Nam. Oh, that's Shinui Kodesh, but that's a Shinui Kodesh which highlights, you know, an expansion of the concept of Shinui Kodesh. That's number two. Number three is this Gemara. This is the Gemara about Shchita, Todas, Atzmo, Todas, Shchita in Shinui Bible. And the Ram doesn't mention it one way or another. Again, the Pashas of the Gemara is that it's Kshera, right? The Rambam paskins, not one way or another, maybe the Rambam holds that it's Pesula. Or if Chatas and Asham, if Chatas Kelev and Dam is possible, then Todas Atzam and Chavero is possible, and then the Gemara says explicitly, that's Shiri Bailin and that's Shchita. That's another possible explanation. The Mishnah and Nebam Beis, if you don't think that there are two completely different sugyas, is another possibility. There the Gemara talks about Shchita, certainly. And the Rambam himself says that. There are also suggestions of how to read the damaging Gemaras themselves. The Gemara of Dalit is less of a problem. There we could say that the transition is in the Gemara's suggestion originally that Shinui Bailin is not Psalagot. Shinui Kodesh is Psalagov. Once the Gemara changes its mind, it's true the Gemara still clings to two things. The question is how much, with how much conviction. As once you said that Shinui Bailin and Shinui Kodesh are the same in terms of Psalagov, so maybe everything falls with that. The Gemara Dav Yud is more of a problem, so Ariel and I have mostly the same but slightly different ways to suggest that maybe that's also part of the Shakunataria, the different views of the Gemara than Apuyud. I'll leave that to him. He can explain you his, and my mind is just a little different. It really, the basic idea is not so much different. Okay, if this is the case, so let me just conclude with this. All that remains in the Rambam that's really problematic is Rava, but that's not a problem either, because we explained that's why he focuses on Rava, and then it has to do, I'll speak a little more about it next time, about Shalom and Bismano. And then finally, there was one other question, and that was the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asked the question, where did the Rambam get the idea of, if it's Lav Dum Yedidei, if it's Kaparas Ola, not Kaparas Chatas, so how did the Rambam know that it's the Ola Mayu L'Shem Chova? Why not say what the Gemara says, which is Kshera? And if he felt that way, he at least should have had the courtesy to say he wrote. According to our suggestion, right, that certainly falls away. Rambam doesn't need to say Yerayali. If he had to say Yerayali, he should have said it about the Dalar Avodos. You know, if he didn't think he needed to say it about that, you know, if he's told us in Parakeet Gimel, in Parakeet Tezvav, you know, by applying, if I'm right, by applying Akira Batos, by applying Lishma V'Shalol Lishma, by creating a separate halacha in Hilchos Matzah Kavanos, halacha yud, by using the same pasuk again and again and again. You know, the Rambam has underscored, based on his reading of the sugyas, that Shinui Island, Shinui Kodesh, is one similar, identical theme, namely the theme of Shinui Hashem. Once you think that that's true, so then maybe the model of B'mina Machriv, Shalom B'mina Lo Machriv, is the explicit Gemara, and then Vav Mud Beis Amachulim, which the Rambam paskins anyway. So, once you know that Mahal of Ayin Shem Chova, and in fact, where does the Rambam put this halacha? As we conclude, Tesvav, what is it? I'm sorry. Tesvav, Shekimel, right? No, it's Tesla. Yeah, Tesla. It's Tesla. What? Yeah, Dalad and Hay. I have different sources. Probably. Katash Chakla Shem Zevach Acher. You go Chakla Shem Olu Shem Asham Shem Shlamin Psuva. Avim Chakla Shem Chulin. Ksheir of Lalsal Bailin. Then comes Halakha Hay, which is Kachim Mechalim Kachim Mechalim Mechalim Kachim. Then comes Halakha Vav. Chakla Shem Chet Acher, which is Chaleb and Dam, Psula, according to the Tziv, that's a linchpin in the extension of Shinui Bailin. And then comes Halacha Zayin, Shachtol Shem Adam Acher, Shubuchiv Katas, right? Arezu Psula, Avon Shachtol Shem Acher, Shubuchiv Ola, Arezu Ksher, Vololo Sol Bailin, Vechipra Lavlo Achavero, Shubuchiv Katas Kamoso. So actually, the sequence in the Rambam is just amazing. Okay, hey, we'll stop on that note. And I'll speak a little bit more about whether Minuyav is Shinui Bailim or not, and we'll also have Ma'am Komos early next week on one of the call-offs.